fuck you, bloody!
Whoa, wait, ma'am, no! No, 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 no! 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 You don't have to do that! Ma'am, you don't have to do that!
You're listening to Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down! Blow it all up!
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me fall from grace.
Something takes a
crowded streets are cleared away, one by one. Hollow heroes separate as they run. You're so cold, keep your hand in mine. Wise men wonder while strong men die. Tell me how it ends, alright. Show me how defenseless you really are. Satisfied in the inside. Well, that's alright. Let's give this another try.
Radio.
Right with your fucking cheese in your mouth and everything. Eating cheese right in front of me now.
Bigot Radio.
Every time you hear my name, my middle finger's up too. You think I owe you, but Good evening, everybody. Happy Victoria Day. Or love. La Fête. The Patriot. Nice stat holiday for everybody. Hope you guys are having a nice time. Enjoy the day off. Slight brief reprieve from having to go to work and earn tax money for Gary. Gary needs to go to work and pay all the tax money for Gary. Gary is going to be a big spender. Gary going to spend big money on watching you and getting Bob and Vagin. Gary wants to see. Oh, you naughty leaf lady. You think you would not give Gary Bob and Vagin, but Gary going to get all of them. What? Yeah, if you don't know, and this is going to hit everybody like a ton of bricks here very soon, because nobody's paying attention. Nobody in this country is paying attention. They very rarely are. They're obsessed with themselves. They're narcissistic, and they deserve what they get, largely. But, oh, Big Gary, with the help of Magic Mark, who is making Canada disappear. He's going to make the internet disappear next, because he's an idiot. I don't think they really care. The job is to destroy the country and squeeze every last penny out of it that they can get for themselves so that it makes it much easier. Roll everybody up into a nice old big package of slaves in the very near future. The safety bills they're bringing in. Safety. We got to keep everybody very safe. Are actually very on surveillance state. They're going to be accessing everything. They're all of your private messages, all your phone calls, all everything. Text messages to your wife, your children, all your spicy pics, your bedroom boudoir photographs and videos, whatever it is you have. Gary want to see. Gary's going to get all of it. And they don't need a warrant. They don't need anything. They can just look. On request. That's the new law. It's not going to pass. It already has. It's done. We're just waiting on the rubber stamp from the Senate, which will be soon. And then old Magic Mark and Gary will have it. He says it reconnected successfully, but I have my doubts. We're back to this now, are we? We're back to this this nonsense, Phil. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here too long tonight, I don't think, because this is going to be continually a problem. Yeah, I have no idea. It was fine all day, and now it's not. Because we have a third world situation here. So I had two high-speed internet connections overlapping each other. Now I only have one because the other one no longer works for some reason, even though I'm still paying for it. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So I'm left down to one, and it's sporadic and unreliable, but only when I do any of this. But this is pretty much the we should be on a countdown. I don't know how many more of these I'm going to have because we're in the 18th of May. And again, the bills and the laws I said that are coming in very soon are going to make it impossible to continue to do this in Canada unless you want to see me go to jail forever for talking. They were designed for me. They were written for me specifically. Because what I've been doing and what we've been doing is not illegal. It never was, but they don't like it. So they've resorted to changing the laws to be so egregious. And if you think I'm kidding, if you think this is a joke, well, you're not going to be laughing soon. It's going to make what the United Kingdom does look fair. It's going to make England look fair by comparison. And they are definitely going to aim to take me and some of the other guys out quickly. And hope for a chill effect, but they're not going to get me because I'm not stupid. But they'll lock up hundreds, thousands of people if necessary for Twitter posts, for texting yourselves back and forth, like group chats you guys have. You think they're private? They're not private because Gary's going to see all of it. They just need a suspicion. They just have to ask. And even people can complain anonymously, like Gary can complain to himself, I suppose. You'll never know because there's no requirement to reveal who these complainants are. There's no real warrants. There's no anything. It's cartoonish. It's so bad that the Americans, and we've dropped again for no reason. I'm just going to keep going. I'll upload the replay to Spotify and everything as usual after the fact. So, again, apologies, but I can't. What do you want me to do? I can't. Stable, it's unstable. I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. But anyway. See, it keeps distracting me. Yeah, that's the whole point. It's just going to yank the connection to distract me. Yeah, so anyway, that's back to what I was saying. Ascended there. I don't think America's going to allow this to happen. Well, that's the thing. They will, but America's just going to withdraw all of their companies. So this there's an election coming. The midterms and everything are coming. The election. There's some primaries happening right now for Congress. Supporting an Orwellian surveillance state that makes the United Kingdom look fair and makes China jealous in Canada, next door to America, supporting that and allowing that and participating in that, which these American companies will be forced to do. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, all of them. They will be forced to comply with this. Handing over all of the personal data information of not just Canadians, but also American citizens who might be in Canada working. They may be working in Canada, which will be a risk to them and the United States of America. Who knows what they may be doing or talking about that they don't want to fall into the hands of the Canadian government, but rather the Chinese government, because that's really who our government is at the moment. Certainly has a big part of our government. So that's just not going to be allowed to happen. And I have a hard time believing anybody in the United States is going to be going along with that, allowing it to, you know, just progress. So what I assume will take place is there've already been some American Republicans lobbying and trying to, you know, challenge this or the opening stages of it. But, you know, Ottawa's got their elbows up and they're retarded. So they're going to push forward with this. And what I think will probably happen is that these American companies will just cease to do business in Canada. So that way they don't have to compromise their own values. They're Americans. It's the United States of America. The First Amendment is a sacred thing. I mean, it's supposed to be. It's been trampled all over. But, you know, they have to maintain some facade of that for their own people, especially with the elections and everything coming up. So I have a hard time believing they're just going to comply with this right away, just hand over everything to everybody, install backdoor software, encode into their own platforms and so on, opening up to all kinds of security risks as well, just to appease Ottawa for the sake of 20-some million customers. You know, these social media companies have hundreds of millions of customers globally. You know, Facebook is what, into the billions. I don't know. They're not going to risk all of that just to make elbows up Magic Mark happy. So they're probably just going to shut her down, and you know, say deal with that. I bet Elon Musk will do the same. He threatened to do the same in the United Kingdom. I don't know if they'll just refuse to comply, refuse to pay the fines. I'm not sure, but I don't see this going away anytime soon. And inevitably, if they're going to crash heads over this issue, then the Americans are just going to, you know, pull the services. That would be the most effective thing to do. And then you're going to have all of these people having their elbows up in a riot. Maybe that'll inspire. Maybe that'll get somebody into the position to give a damn about anything more than their own stupid narcissistic needs. Me, 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 all about me, me, myself, and I, stuff and things and stuff and things and stuff. The modern contemporary person. Put that on a shirt. Stuff and things and stuff and things and stuff. Me, 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 all the time. Well, this is where it's gotten you. I expect this place to be pretty pretty dysfunctional in the very near future. It already very much is, and it's only going to get a lot worse, unfortunately. So the job is right now is just to survive as long as we can and push on, because eventually, you know, the tides will turn. They always do. There will always be opportunities, or there will be opportunities in the future to take advantage of, to push back and you know, do any number of things, but they won't work if we're not around for them. And this country's doing an exceptional job of killing its own citizens, whether it's overtly covertly. Can you guys tell me in the chat how unstable this is? Because on my end, it's like the connection is all over the place. It's saying I have no dropped frames, however, so I don't know how that's possible. But it's going from 8,000-9,000 kilobits per second to zero and back again, and now it's back to, yeah, I don't know. So if somebody could tell me if that's what's going on here. I can see on part of the feed it's very choppy, and I don't know why. It's supposed to be set to a fixed rate, and it's just bouncing all over the place. I'm so sick of this shit. But yeah, it's jumping all over. It's pretty okay. Well, I'm not gonna stick around too long then. I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to waste my own time. I'm pretty tired. I've got a lot to do, and I'm not gonna sit here and fuck with this all night. It's a pain in the ass as it is. So, I don't know how many more of these we'll have left anyway. What is there left to say that hasn't been said? I mean, I've said everything I can think of for years. It's been 7 years of this. And I mean, we got who we got. I think you guys should hold on to each other as tightly as you can, because there's not going to be anybody else coming. Things are going to get a lot worse, and these people are never going to let up until everything's, they will, you know, how's the saying go, rule over a pile of ashes. That's 100% the intent. They don't care. Gary's well looked after. Pierre Polyev's well looked after. They're all millionaires. They've all got your money. They've all got all our money. They're doing just fine. They don't care what happens in this place or how many people die. Couldn't care less. So, yeah. And in the meantime, once these laws and everything come in, I'm going to have to, you know, do some serious reconfiguring and spend a grotesque amount of money. And I'll maybe try. if it will work out, I'll try. If I can sustain myself, do what I got to do. Yeah, this connection is ridiculous. You know, what can you do? You see, I worked on this for 2.5 hours today. No, guys, VPNs don't do shit. VPN, why don't you just, you know, say a magic word before sticking your, you know, dick into somebody with HIV? That's about, you know, VPNs stopped being relevant 10 years ago, 15 years ago. They don't do any, those are a grift. They're all actually, most, 99% of them are owned by Israeli companies, by the way. And they're just selling you, you know, it's like against all of the people involved in court legally, and that's that. You could be having a conversation with your wife in the kitchen and record something that, oh, well, there, God, he doesn't like that. And away you go. Jail for you. That's what they're doing. So it, you know, it's going to take the United States to probably put up a little bit of a stink here about it, but who's to say how far that goes? I think the nuclear option for them, as far as they will actually go, is to just pull their companies out of Canada, just shut it, which is just turn it off. Just no more Canadian addresses. That's enough of that. And then all of those people in American citizens in Canada, well, they'll have to leave. But that's not, is that new? How many Canadian businesses and other people have already left the country in the last 10 years? Something else I've been saying for years is that, like, they're communists. This is what they do. They tax and tax and take and meddle and bludgeon until everyone who can leave has left. Everyone with money has spent it and is gone. And they'll just keep squeezing and squeezing and squeezing until there's very little and then there's nothing left. And then blame all the people that they've been abusing for the situation that they're in. It never gets better. It never gets better. And then eventually people start killing each other. So that's the future. On the bright side, air traffic from India is over. Air India is now out of fuel, so there's no more flights from India. That's now a thing. So all of the Indians that are in Canada are trapped here. They can't leave anymore. So I told you, leave while you can, Pajit. That's over. You can't go anywhere now. There's no more. Go check right now. There's no more flights to India. Not from Air India, and very soon a lot of these other airlines are going to be wrapping it up, because this war in Iran is not going anywhere anytime soon. And of course, big dumpster headed retard, you know, orange pedophile there is I'm calling off the attacks on Tuesday. We're going to make a deal, and we're going to make it. He does this for the stock market. They've been doing this since March. Every weekend, every day, they always do this. They in the middle of the week, they bomb the living shit out of everything, and then before the weekend, they talk like everything's going to be fine. So the market recovers, and it's on hold for the weekend, and then on Monday morning, they do it over and over and over again. And Tuesday is the day after. Tomorrow, it's the end of the holiday. Here we go again. There's not going to be deals. There's no deals. Okay. This is the people you're dealing with. You want to make a deal? Who are we dealing with? Where's this at? Show me this video. So this is an apartment building in Gaza. Remember that? Remember that when everybody pretended they cared about that? This is what's it called? Haytham? I don't know. It's a very large building. It's been hit a couple of times. You can see a little bit of damage to it, but there's a lot of people living in and around the area. A lot of families and people are in there, and this has just been casually going on. There's very little left. They're just killing everyone. This is who you're making deals with. This is who's, you know, the rational. We just want to make a deal. Oh, well. We're just trying to rescue the hostages. Remember? We're just trying to rescue the hostages. We're chosen. We're trying to rescue the hostages, and we're chosen. And we're mass murdering people in broad daylight in front of everyone all the time, and we just want to make a deal. There's no making a deal with monsters. They're evil. They're an evil people doing evil things, and they're never going to stop. And for some reason, a lot of people in this part of the world seem to think that I don't have to do anything about it. We don't have to. Somebody else will do it, and everything will just be fine if I just keep my head down and mind my own business and get drunk and go to the fucking hockey game. I was in Montreal this weekend. The Habs, boy, the Habs are in the playoffs, boy. I used to go to Montreal a bit, once in a while, to, you know, party and so on. You can go there and get some drinks when you're 18 in Quebec. And, you know, that was about 20 years ago. It's a very different place than it was 20 years ago. Very different. A lot of languages I don't speak very well or at all. And it's not French. And there was no shortage of big, dumb, fat, piss tank, drunk idiots in Montreal Canadiens jerseys. Huge guts. Huge, big, fat, useless, cheese-eating piss tanks. Walking around. That's coming for you next, big wheel. You're on the chopping block to get wiped out, and this is what you care about. They're out, you know, fighting each other over nothing. Children's games. It's for children. Games. We're playing games. It's literally a game. We go to the game. You'll get in a fist fight. You'll torch police cars and riot over games. Genocide, mass murder, you know, incredible amounts of theft. Then you can't, what are you going to do? Well, what am I supposed to do about it? Interesting statement. What is punching people in the parking lot going to do about the fucking hockey game? It doesn't do anything, does it? Is that going to change the outcome? No, it's not. Who owns the NHL, by the way? It's Gary Bettman. He's chosen. Did you know Gary Bettman was chosen by God to ruin the NHL? He was chosen. Now it seems to have stabilized a little bit. Actually, you know what? Let me check this. I swear I had it. You know, it was like 8 straight hours with like perfect. It was perfect. And then I sat down and turned this on. And oh, you know what? Actually, we hate you. Now we hate you. And it will never work again. It says there's been no issue whatsoever since 2:28 p.m. Well, that's a lie. We know that's a lie. So I don't know what's going on. Something's interfering with it. I don't know. Goy puck. Yeah, it's something like that. Can be dread. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. A couple of slashes, a couple of bees. We're going to need the bees to, you know, go on the war against the ticks because we've got a tick problem now. Ed says any law that's unconstitutional is of no force or effect. It doesn't. You guys know that the government does whatever it wants, right? It does whatever it wants. Like, the Canadian government doesn't give a fuck at all. They commit crime constantly. They break the law constantly. They kill people constantly. They lie constantly. CBC is doing criminal activity, criminal fraud. Like, they're setting. Do you see what they did to these cops? And Lindsay Shepherd? And, like, they do whatever they want. And there will not be any consequences. You guys can say and do whatever you want. They do whatever they want. No protesting is going to stop them. No marching in the street is going to stop them. No puck daddy servicing his stupid fucking Jewish ego is going to stop them. None of those things stop them. You know how tyrants and tyrannical out-of-control maniacs in history get stopped? They stop when they are dead. When they are no longer breathing air, they stop being able to hurt anyone. I know that's a controversial take, but for some reason, when someone is no longer alive, they are no longer able to hurt anybody. It's a weird phenomenon. But that does seem to be applicable across time and space throughout history. So you've got, monster is hurting people. Ah, take that. And then someone goes, fuck you, and kills them. And then it's, and then they're stopped hurting people because they're dead now. I mean, I guess we could try something else. We could try, maybe we could write them a letter. We could petition. We could, we could vote harder. Let's have a voting. Let's vote. They're going to arm hundreds of thousands of Indians now to be the army. I don't know who that job is going to, but General Jenny is going to appoint someone to build this 300,000 Indian armed Indian force to be the Canadian army. And we don't have the infrastructure, the trainers, the uniforms, the nothing. We have absolutely no means of making. We're broke. So a disaster as it is. And, rapidly getting worse. And there it is, dropped again. I do not have the patience for this tonight. And I don't know how to fix it. I've tried. What am I going to buy? A third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, 19,000 internet connections just to fucking do this for $25 a night? I'm not going to do that. I wanted to believe in the better nature of this country and hope that this kind of madness wouldn't be allowed and permitted, but it will, and it is. I erroneously believe there is more than like 1,000 or 2,000 men in the entire country. I thought there was probably more than that. Turns out I was wrong. There's more plebs and polyevs and Clydes and faggots and do-nothing losers and effeminate hysterical morons than actual men. Far, far more. Far more. And beer belly, piss tank, what should you call this one? The countdown, because I might have 10 more of these streams left. And that's if I can even find an internet connection that's stable, because this one obviously fucking is not, despite being, I'm oblivious as to why, it wouldn't be. I'll try one more thing here, and maybe it'll work, but it might not. If it doesn't, I don't care. I don't have time, and, All right, let's see if this holds. This is so stupid. I have no idea I'm not going to say what I've done because that just gives hints to people. I don't know. There could be people working against it to screw it around. I'm not going to tell them what's going on. I've had that problem. That problem has existed in the past more than once. So that shouldn't have worked. That should not have done anything. That what I just did should have no effect on the physical, but it did. So I don't know. We'll see if this stays stable for a little while. Again, sorry about this, guys, but what can you do? We live in a third world country. We live in New India, and we don't have good infrastructure. We don't have good roads. We don't have good leaders. We don't have good schools. We don't have good hospitals. We don't have good cops. We don't have good army. We don't have good fucking anything. We don't even have very many good people. And, I have made an honest attempt to try to be positive and try to, encourage people to do the same and be in a good headspace, because it doesn't help anybody to be all, negative all the time. And but sometimes it is what it is. It's the truth. And a lot of people in this country are a piece of shit. And if any of you are like me, see, it's dropped again. Never mind. It didn't work. If any of you or a lot of you or anybody in between are like me at all, some encouragement and positivity is welcome and good, but I don't like having smoke blown up my ass. I don't like being told something, that isn't true. I don't like, you know, the reality in which I live in to be ignored and act like it's not, you know, happening, because it is. It doesn't, you know, help me at all. And that, you know, the reality is this country is full of fucking normies, especially on the right wing. They're actually worse. I actually prefer the liberal normies. I prefer liberal zombies to conservative zombies, because the liberal zombies are more courageous. They have bigger balls than the conservative zombies, because they'll tell you what they believe and what they think, and they'll tell you up front, and they believe it and they embody it, and they're not afraid to confront people. They're not afraid to do any of that. They're out of their mind. But they'll, hey, they're showing up and they're staying on business. Where's the right wing, you know, we're not normies. Yes, you are. You care about money and stuff and things just like everybody else. And when push comes to shove and the going gets tough, you're going to fucking disappear like everybody else. You're worried about yourself like everybody else. Me, and I. Stuff and things and money and stuff and stuff and things and stuff. That's you. And this is all, you know, your internet bullshit, your fucking politics, bro. It's just convenient. It's just a fun hobby for you. And you're only of that persuasion because of how you grew up or who your friends are or where you work. You didn't earn it. You didn't have to fight for it. Nobody earns their way to a fucking conservative party convention, just like nobody earns their way to the liberal. You just adopted it. You picked it up and you put it in your head. I'll download this NPC normie idiot software and just run along with it, because it also affords you an air of entitlement. So you're better than other people. Oh, the libtards. Oh, the libtards. You're a retard. Forget the libtards. You're an actual retard. Retarded. Mentally retarded. Non-developed. Caved in frontal lobe. Brain mush. Intellect of a squashed bug. That's you. Go worship the puck stick team. Go worry about your money and your stuff and your things. Go fucking do your Alberta. Fucking Alberta, buddy. We're leaving, man. We're going to fucking city. No, you're not. Calgary is an Indian city. There's more non-Canadians in Alberta than Canadians. You're outnumbered. Say whatever you want about Quebec. The French Canadians still are the majority in Quebec. They're not in Alberta. Canadians are not a majority in Alberta. Under the age of 30, you're outnumbered already. Already. That's the future. In 10 years, there will be the Alberta premier will be speaking Hindi or Punjabi or whatever, and nobody's even going to care, because most of them speak that language too. And you're going to be there with your fucking elbows up or elbows down or dick in your mouth or whatever the stupid cope of the day phrase it is at that period of time. Beast Danielle Smith is going to do what? How's that working out for you? How many more years of this Beast Danielle Smith? Dude, I called that years ago. She sucks. Literally. She's a shitty, cocksucking politician. Now she's wearing Punjabi costumes and fucking... Waste everybody's time. We're fucking leaving. No, you're not. You're a bunch of boomers that are worried about yourself, your money, and your stuff and your things. I hate those fucking people. You secessionists are just as bad, or maybe worse. You seem to think that everything belongs to you. I guess I'm going old school tonight. I'm just going to be pissed off and yell at people. That's okay with you guys. For my fucking $5. Thanks, Ed. He says, don't get on the truck. Keep screaming. I'm not going to jail for this, okay? It's stupid. And, you know, this is over very soon. And it's done. It's a done deal. The laws are passed. It's all done. The Senate is stacked with activists, judges, and fucking, you know, it's going to go through. And the conservatives are going to whine and complain about it like they always do. And these Albertas said, well, Alberta man, yeah, okay. So all the other things that you benefit from. So you're saying to me then Alberta is all of Canada is Alberta, and everyone else in it simply exists on all of the Albertans' work. Everything. Every truck driver, every aircraft mechanic, every pilot, Every train, every grocery store, every morsel of food, every watt of power generated, literally everything in the country is based on Albertans' hard work, and no one else contributed anything. Every dead soldier, everybody everywhere, only Alberta, buddy! You enjoy the fruits and benefits of belonging to a national family, and you have the good fortune of living in a very wealthy oil province that you were allowed to develop and have, unlike Newfoundland, which would be just as or richer than you, but they weren't allowed to have their offshore oil and natural gas, were they? Neither was Nova Scotia. There's a fucking shitload of it here, but we're not allowed to use it. You know why? Because Ottawa. But you think you're fucking superior. So you just... everybody is just living off of your hard work, man. The boomers of in your generation, where you had it better than anybody ever. No wars, no depressions, no mass immigration waves, no terrorism, no kids getting truned out and shooting everybody at the fucking high school. You didn't have to deal with any of that. I know now it's gotten hard. Let's cut and run. Let's cut and run. That's as Albertan as it gets, man. Fucking take it all and run, buddy. Fuck everybody else, man. It's all about me and my money and my stuff and my things. Fuck the entire country. You motherfuckers were just wearing a Canadian flag 5 minutes ago in Ottawa. I saw you. Patriot, man. Oh, that didn't work. Oh, so you quit immediately. And you were easily seduced by the Washington siren song. You pussy. You fucking pussy. You little bitch. Fuck you, dude. You're going to get what you deserve. Not only are you not going anywhere, not only are you not 51st stating anything, you're gonna be an Indian slave, bitch. You sit around and let Danielle Smith have Indians rape the province and the country, and you're not going to do a thing about it. Nothing. You're going to do nothing. You're going to find another cope and another Facebook page and another bullshit cause to whine about. And every cycle, every year, every 4 years, you're going to vote harder, man. There's going to be less of you. You're going to die and die more, and more people die from MAID, from suicide, from car accidents, if they are accidents. Are they accidents? Is it an accident if you import a hostile alien race of people who just cannot drive motor vehicles without killing people, and you do it on is that an accident? I don't know. It seems intentional at this point. I don't know how many Humboldt Bronco situations we need. Apparently, we need quite a few. So there's going to be less of you every year until there's just no one left. That's it. That's that. The end. Goodbye forever. At least you were fucking based on Twitter. Every second, probably 50% of the Alberta secession accounts are American bot accounts created in the last 6 months. And when you look at their pages, everything on it is just subversive, blow up the country. Alberta number one, man, fucking... That's all it is. No human in the world is... There's no nothing else. There's no interest in, you know, sports or technology or any music, nothing. It's just only this all the time. Almost like it's not real. Like, you know, not, you know, real people aren't like that. They have other things they, you know, nope. Yeah, so everybody that died for the everybody that fought for the country and continues to fuck them because you're cranky. You make me sick. I can't wait to see you get what you deserve, which is nothing. And that's, you know, you'll get less than nothing. You're going to get a lot of abuse and a lot of rape by Indians. Beast Daniel Smith. It's what you deserve because you didn't want to be racist. Right? You don't want to do anything hard. I thought you guys were all about hard work. You know what the pinnacle, you know what the typical shithead normie con Albertan is? Is that, what's her name? That mid fucking 3.5, 4 that looks like she got her face hit with a frying pan and melted when it sat too close to a fucking burning Christmas tree or something. She lives in Texas and just shits on Canada all the time for money on like Facebook. His name starts with a T or something. I really don't care. That's basically you. Whiny, complaining. Nobody works as hard as me. Yes, you're right. No one ever has. Especially not anybody from outside of Alberta, man. That's such a short-sighted, immature, ridiculous fucking state of mind that it's amazing to me you've made it this far in life. Well, you know, without being, you know, trafficked. Typically, when someone is that stupid, you can easily lead them on. You could put a candy bar under a box with a string attached to it, and, like, you'd crawl right in there, and you can just drop the box on them. That's you. I don't know how you haven't been trafficked yet. Oh. Brutal. It's brutal out there. You know. And all that is to just say that those of you that understand it and, you know, hear what I'm saying is that, you know, you're not crazy and it is shitty and it does suck. And when you tell yourself it isn't and everything's great and everything's fine, when you know it isn't, it damages you. It's like, you know, you're not supposed to ignore your problems. You know, you're not supposed to just shove it all down and ignore it forever. It's bad. It's not a good idea. And that's what a lot of people would rather do. And they'll just cope with whatever. They'll cope with whatever distractions they can find. Bitch and whine about it on the internet, which we're not going to be able to do for much longer. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to lead to. But I know that we don't have very many people, and we have less and less than we've ever had. And you know, I watched not as much as I would have liked, but some people really go hard and really give it everything they got. To try and get people on board and rally people to sanity in this country. And you know what people did? They sat there and ate. Entertain me more. Entertain me. Where's my stories? I want to watch my stories. Jim Top walked across the entire country to make a point, to make a statement, to inspire and motivate people to do something. And you know what people did? Watched it on TV for the most part. We just don't have very many men left. And we lost another great one just recently. Unfortunately, Mark Friesen has passed away a couple of days ago while I was in Montreal. I'm, you know, not shocked by it because his condition had deteriorated significantly over the past couple of years since he was released from the hospital, really. I have my own suspicions about what went on there. I'm not convinced it was entirely natural. A lot of people have severe, rapid onset of fatal symptoms during that whole medicine time. And, you know, I watched a lot of people say a lot of awful things about what should happen to him and what should be done to him and how he should be murdered and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of these people worked in the healthcare industry. So is it impossible that somebody didn't do something to him while he was under in a coma and vulnerable? No, it's not impossible. And from what I've seen in this fucking country and under this healthcare system, I actually expect it. I wouldn't be shocked at all. In fact, I would bet money on it probably being true, that somebody at least tried to. And I'm not the only one. One of his good friends, Mr. Taylor, flew out there from BC to sit there with him by his bed for weeks, months maybe, I don't remember, it seemed like a long time, to protect him from these fucking animals, because that's the world we live in. That's the Canada we lived in then, and it's only gotten worse since. And I watched that man give everything he had for fucking years and years and years. I didn't agree with everything he was trying to do or say all the time, but he was a good guy. There aren't many of those. He did everything but beg for people to fucking get it together and do it. And what happened? Where's your fucking purple PPC dick freaks now? Because his wife didn't get any support from old Big Maxi, did she? Nope. Go ask her. I did. Bernier or the PPC ever do anything for you? Because Friesen was the whole party, okay? Max Bernier didn't know day one about the UN or the WEF or any of this shit that everybody in the PPC acts like they fucking know all about now. Like they wrote the fucking book on it.
Oh, the UN and the global agenda and the fucking blah, blah.
Yeah, you know who fucking educated the entire motherfucking party on that? That was Mark Friesen who did that. All of Bernier's talking points, everything he pretends that he knows, came out of the head of Mark Friesen. I watched it happen. He drove him around Western Canada personally on his own fucking dime. He was never repaid for that. Months, years. What did he get for it? Kicked around and thrown away like garbage. And his wife and family were left to fend for themselves while Max bought a $1 million fucking condo or whatever he did in Florida. And people continued to support them for years. Still do. Incredible. Fucking incredible. Good for you. You did it. Well, he's gone now. There's another one down. We're not getting stronger. We are not getting stronger. We're not getting anywhere. We are losing people. We're losing ground. And all anybody wants to do is worry about me, stuff and things and me, and my stuff and my money and my things and me. And the very few people who give a fuck about anything other than themselves, they just get stepped on and grounded to the dirt while the people they try to struggle for sit around and watch them die and eat popcorn and complain that their fucking stories aren't on.
Where's my entertainment? Fucking up here, separate, man.
Jesus. You want to know the truth? Canada didn't deserve Mark Friesen. That's the truth. And if he were still here, he would fight me and say, no, you would want people to not give up and keep fighting anyway. Say so, but, you know, that's why he's who he is and, you know, was who he was and I am who I am. No. The true colors in the face of this country has been on full display for a long goddamn time. And too many people are too comfortable patting themselves on the fucking back thinking it's good enough.
I'm doing a lot. I'm fighting. I'm fucking. Blah, blah, blah.
You're grifting or you're entertaining yourself or you're stealing or you're lying or you're fucking around. Looking for the next thing to be entertained by. Next big grift. Next, what's the new exciting thing on the internet I can be entertained by? If you're not willing to sacrifice and be in pain and suffer, like actually suffer, not be kind of annoyed and rub your head. I mean, go without. Like, reduce your standard of living so that you can help someone else do something else. If you're not willing to do that, you're just entertaining yourself. You're not fighting. You're not doing anything. Oh, no, none of us have to do anything. None of us have to do anything, contribute anything, or sacrifice anything because we're winning so easily as it is that, you know, any additional effort would just be a waste, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Maybe Bernier can get another. Maybe he can get a farm in North Carolina. Maybe that. The audacity. How many government pensions does that cocksucker have? And then he's taking how much money from the people who don't have any money left, by the way? Like, it's just an unlimited, oh, just give us money so we can fucking make a sign somewhere, put my stupid face on it. Yeah, that's working. That's going to work. We have limited resources being vacuumed up by fucking goblins. And now there's no money left. So, good job. Well done. At least you got another house out of it. Grifting on Mark Friesen's hard work.
The UN and the global, the thing and the stuff and the...
Do you remember when Dan Dix interviewed Bernier back in the day? And he asked him about these things and Bernier had no idea what the fuck he was talking about? That was honest. It was true. He had no idea. And Mark had to educate him on all of that stuff. Guy's been working in the government for how many years? He was a fucking cabinet minister. He was the minister of foreign affairs for Stephen Harper.
I don't know.
He's not lying. He doesn't know. Politicians don't know anything. They're actors. They read script. They're schmoozers. They convince you to support them. They tell you what you want to hear. That's why all these people, oh, I love Bernier. I bet you do, because he tells you what you want to hear. He tells you how smart you are and how much of a good job you're doing. Let me take a picture with you and fucking, Oh, he came to my thing and he stood next to me and he put a thumbs up and did a picture. Oh, did he fucking really? Holy shit. Better give him $1 million. My God. Wow. Oh, my God. He's like Terry fucking Fox now, isn't he? Like, I don't know why, at least the Americans, you know, they do a way better job of supporting their own. Canada has the worst crabs in a bucket mentality I have ever fucking seen in my life. Anywhere. Anybody tries to do anything, for every person that supports them or tries to help them, there's five more that make it their entire life's mission just to fuck with that person because they're miserable, pathetic worms of a fucking people. They can't stand it. Anybody else do it, anything, or anybody seem, I'm going to get online and do all your fucking shit. Good for you. Good for you. Get vaccinated. Again. Get a tick bite. Watch out for that, by the way. Been hearing about that for a couple of years. It turns out it's true. Yeah, somebody's just dumping ticks all over the place. The kind that then when they bite you, you become allergic to meat. Isn't that nice? You know, that fits very well into the whole food program of eating the bug. You know, we're trying to get rid of good food sources that keep people healthy and strong. We don't want to have that, or they don't want to have that. So we're just going to dummy the entire country in ticks that when bite people, you become allergic to red meat. You become violently ill. You can't eat it. That'll be the end of the dairy industry. It might take 30 or 40 years to infect everybody, but, you know, don't worry about it. We'll get there eventually. Then we won't need cows anymore because then we can eat them. At least the Leafs, are the Leafs and the Habs on, buddy? I don't understand it. I don't understand how so many people can just go about living their life like nothing is going on. And just live in this fucking fake world. They pretend they don't. They pretend they get it. A lot of them do. They pretend, oh, no, I'm based. I'm awake. Really? Are you? Because you seem very preoccupied with shit that it doesn't matter. You seem to care about things that don't matter at all. Like a lot. Not as a side distraction. You know, because you got to take a break. You can't do this all the time. But there's a lot of people that aren't just, you know, taking breaks. It's the whole thing. They don't care at all. They'll pay lip service. Like some pages, share a meme, and just whatever. Don't care. What am I supposed to do about it? That attitude's reflected everywhere. That's the same kind of person who, you know, will walk by a crime and they'll walk by like a woman being beaten to death in the street and they'll do nothing, or they'll just film it from across the street. That's them. They don't feel any desire. They feel no pull or instinct to do a fucking thing. They have no any responsibility. You know why I think that is? I think because they've never contributed anything to the country. They don't feel like they're just here to take things. It's like they live in someone else's house party. You ever go to like, you know, those house parties, when we were kids, when kids still had parties, when they still had lives and they didn't just sit at home and doom scroll all day, jerk off to cartoons. Some stranger, somebody, places would get trashed often than not, wouldn't they? Because people didn't really care. It wasn't theirs. They didn't have to clean it up. That's how mostly everybody sees the country. Whatever, it was just here. I'm just here to take me, stuffing me and mine and me. I don't give a shit. They're going to piss on the floor, steal some silverware, break a window on the way out. Oh, well, not my house. Yeah, not today it's not, but it will be. will be very soon. How do you like Brampton? How do you like Surrey? How do you like Vancouver? Dropped again for no reason. See, I can't do this all night. I'm not going to waste my time. In Nova Scotia, has anybody else's power bill doubled for no fucking reason at all? I know mine has. I know several other people I've talked to. It double what it was 6 months ago. It was fairly consistently up or down 5-10% for years. And then after December of this year, it has doubled. My power bill is over 100% more than it used to be from December onward. And I'm not the only one. What's going on with that? It's fine. We'll just pay. We can pay forever. We can just pay forever for everything forever. We'll raise taxes and pay. We'll just, don't worry. Mark Carney's fucking, he's doing a good job. He's got his elbows up. He's got his elbows up. And there's, you know, men especially. I'm not to say that women don't have it hard too. They certainly do. But sorry, girls, boys have it worse. Because they innately, the good ones, the ones that you are so worried about all the time, where are all the good men? Most of them are fucking dead, actually. Because they worked themselves into the ground and everybody else just, you know, said, why don't you have more stuff for me than that? I don't know if you've noticed, but there's like zero appreciation for men for the last 20 fucking years. A lot of them don't see the point, and I can't blame them. But the good ones have an internal sense of responsibility to help, to fight, to fix things around them. And it's so impossible that they get their spirits get crushed and they succumb to easy outs and easy fixes like alcohol and drugs and escapism, and then they die. They get sick and die. They decay and they fall apart, and then they die. They either kill themselves slow or they kill themselves fast, but one way or the other, they're killing themselves. And a big reason why that is purpose and meaning. There isn't any. That's why they hate me so much. Where is it? Show me where any man in this country from 18 to 55 is supposed to find purpose and meaning, real purpose and real meaning anywhere in this country in their life. Is it the lease and the Habs? is it to subscribe to CBC Gems? Is it to go support Elliot Page in the new Odyssey movie? Oh, it's going to be a new Star Wars movie. Is this supposed to sustain people? We're going to watch Adventures of Transsexual Perverts, and that's going to satisfy and satiate a man's need to exist, a purpose. So for some reason, why am I here? Why the fuck do I get up every day? Why do I do any of this? To pay taxes that I can't afford, that are running away, and they're double. Every time I pay them, I finally pay them off. They're twice what they were again. So I can give it to Gary. And his big, dumb, fucking fat face can get even bigger and dumber and fatter. That's the meaning. That's the purpose. Mark Carney will never understand that. Pierre Poilievre will never understand that. They've made a career out of stealing from you. Their purpose and meaning is to steal from you. They're millionaires, and they don't fucking care. They don't care at all. They're running around putting on Indian costumes. They just see units and drones. Give me the money. I don't care. Give me the votes. Yeah. Saling Sunday, huh? I don't give a shit. Me, stuffing things for me. It's my turn. Me. I wish I had a better answer. I wish I could point to something that is like, well, do this, do that. We can, but it's gone, right? We don't have education. There's no point. Go to school. Why? Get a degree. Why? You go bankrupt yourself to get a degree that you can't use. You have to compete with the entire world for a job. You want to get a job with your degree? Guess what? You're competing with 15,000 students from India and China and Somalia and Nigeria and Venezuela and Brazil and everywhere in the fucking world. And the education isn't worth jack shit. It's just political indoctrination anyway. So you're just going to end up broke and you can't get a job. Some of the smartest kids I went to school with, they did all the right things and they followed the rules. You know where they work now? They don't work. They don't. I didn't even go to university. I'm 10 times more successful than them. I shouldn't be. They should be. But we got fucked over. So that's not it. I tried to find it in the military. I'm, you know, a fighter at heart. I'll join the army, and you know, because Canada's a good country, and we're good people, and if we're going to be fighting anybody, that will be a good cause. That'll be for a good reason. There's a purpose, and there's a meaning. Well, it turns out that's bullshit, too. You want to go be a police officer? Yeah, I want to help people. Well, you don't do that, actually. You put people in jail for Facebook posts is what you're going to do. You're going to ignore actual crime, and you're going to target white people for being mad. That's what your job's going to be. And you're going to cover up crime, and you're going to protect Gaurian Sangari, and you're going to protect Magic Mark, and you're going to protect Pierre Paulin. That's what you're going to do. Protect the scum swine stealing from the country. So that's not it. How about healthcare? I'll go into healthcare. I'll work in healthcare. Good luck getting a job again. It's all women and migrants and nuns. And even if you did get in there, you want to help people? You're not helping people. Make them get the poison. And if they don't want to take it, recommend that child services take their children from them. Recommend they be fired from their job. What kind of doctor are you? That's not healthcare. So it occurs to me that the only thing left is that we have to find our own meaning and our own purpose. We have to make it ourselves because they are not going to provide one. There aren't any. The only things they're providing are ways for you to kill yourself and make them rich on the way out. That's all that's left here. So we have to provide our own and make our own. And the only one that I can think of and the only one that really matters in this kind of a state when the ship is going down like this, when everything's on fire and everybody's dying and everything, what's the purpose and meaning? A little bit of spite. A little bit of spite. But more than that, love, I guess. You need something real. You need something that you know isn't fake. You know isn't bullshit like the military or the police or education. You know it's not politically compromised. It's not a trick. It's not horseshit. And if you get hurt or if you die, or you suffer tremendously in the pursuit of the purpose and meaning that you chose, you know that it meant something. It was real. Your own family. And whatever that looks like to you, your own friends and family, your own people, your community, the people you care about, the people you love, make that your purpose and your meaning. But they can't take that away as long as one of us is left alive. It's still there. And you'll never feel bad about doing it. You'll never regret it. You'll never look back and say it was a waste of time. Oh, I shouldn't have fucking dedicated my life to trying to help the people around me. What I should have did was get money, stuff, and things. And get a big fat gut. And go down to the fucking Bell Center and get in a fist fight with somebody in a Buffalo Sabres jersey. That's what I should have did. I shouldn't have spent all that time with my children, my friends, my family. And no, what I should have did was got money, stuff, and things. I should have worked 18-hour days in an office somewhere so I can pay more taxes for Gari or Sangari. That's what I should have did. That would have brought you real comfort and real purpose and meaning. That would have made you feel good as a man, wouldn't it have? I think we know the answer to that. So, like, this is the rebellion. You know, they want you to fucking care about everything else that doesn't matter. And if you care about anything that does, the very few things left that do matter, each other, oh, well, you're an extremist and a terrorist, actually. And we're going to come after you. We're going to fight you. Finally! Finally! I've been hoping for someone to fight that's worth it. Like CBC. an evil piece of shit. Like the RCMP commissioner. A treasonous scumbag like General Jenny. A blood-sucking parasite like Magic Mark and Pierre Poilievre. Because here I was all this time. I've been burning energy and time chasing phantoms and monsters that aren't real and Osama bin Laden and all this other crap. Felt very empty and meaningless, you know, and I just thought, man, I wish... Because I feel under attack. Someone's hurting everything around. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'd really like to fight those people. The good news is you can too. The minute you prioritize the purpose and meaning in your life, the other people around you that you care about, you're Canadian or you're American, are you Australian, are you British, whatever, wherever you are, whatever that is, you become a nationalist, you start caring about that, don't worry, they'll find you. You'll see. They'll target you. The enemy will come to you. And you'll be ready. You'll be waiting. And you won't have to feel bad about it. You won't have to be confused about it. You won't go, oh, geez, I don't know. Am I doing the right thing? Am I not? Maybe I should fucking throw everything away for, you know, an easier ride like Lucas Cage. No. So they'll say, it's about time. It's about time. I've been waiting for you. Philip killed my chat box. Software killed the chat box, but it's somewhat more stable. J.H. Henderson, thank you very much, sir. Future, I don't know. I think we're in it now. Like, this is as good as it's going to get. Doesn't feel like there's a fight coming to me. It feels like we're already in it. Because people are dying, aren't they? They sure are. And I know who's killing them. They better fucking pray to God, the God they don't believe in, that we don't... Fortune doesn't ever smile upon us and give us a fucking... an afternoon in the sun to balance the scales, because... A lot of people would hesitate. A lot of people would hesitate to cross that threshold. I would not. I would not. Nutboy, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. You guys are the best. Yeah. Scotian gentleman says, what happens when we're in our 70s plus? That scares the shit out of me. Oh, we're not going to last that long. 70s. If I'm still here in 10 years, I'll be very surprised. I know I've said that before, but they seem like they're coming for us now. They're going for it. Intrusive Thoughts says, the Army responded to my fire team partner's old grievance from COVID. They said they did nothing wrong, and even though he got a 5F, they will allow him to come train troops if he wants a job again. I would almost take that job and then do everything I can to sabotage them and fuck them over from the inside. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, sure. Oh, absolutely, I will. Everybody that's in the military, if you're in the military, you're insane. You're an insane person who's out of your mind and you have no self-respect. You don't have any dignity. There's nothing in there for you. There's just plugging holes to help these cocksuckers get away with stealing more. And maybe, if you're lucky, eventually, they'll have you turn guns on your own citizens. They'll mostly have Indians do that, but you never know. He says, this ghost gentleman says, not to mention all the boomers with their stupid no offshore drilling, uranium. Yeah. So why not put up a sign that says, no more money for anyone under 55. Yeah. Yeah. They, you know, the old saying, they pull the ladder up behind you. A lot of that going on in this country. You'd have to care about other people to understand any of that, and they don't. And again, they're very sensitive. The boomers are very sensitive. They don't like being called boomers, first of all. And then there's this, I don't mean you. If you understand what I'm saying, I mean, obviously I don't mean you. Like what I'm talking about, like, and no one else does this, by the way, boomers. When I fucking give shit to Canadians for being shitheads, you know, my entire audience doesn't immediately flip out and go, hey, what about me? They know I don't mean them. So why are you so sad? Who hurt you? Why are you a marshmallow of a person that any mention of boomers being fucked up just drives you into a tailspin of insecurity and you have to justify everything? Relax. I think it's because they're old now and they're worried about the pillows, that they're going to get pillowed at night. They're worried they're going to wake up and there's going to be some 25-year-old with a fucking one of those skull masks on and a pillow and be like, time for bed. And they're just going to, like, that's not going to happen. You know, I know you can't, you know, I'm 72. I can't fight them off anymore. That's going to, if I am lucky to live long enough. I mean, that sucks. I mean, you know, women get sad because they stop being, you know, young and attractive. Men get sad because they stop being strong and they can't do the things they used to do anymore. They feel vulnerable and yeah, that sucks. That's part of the hell dimension that we live in. Life is meant to be suffering. There is no way out of suffering. Everyone you love will get old and sick and die. That's the best case scenario. And you'll get to watch it happen. And it'll happen to you too. And your body will fall apart and everything will hurt and everything. There's no way out of it. For everything in this realm of existence to live, something else has to die. As pretty and beautiful as it all is, it very much seems like, you know, this is a very ruthless and awful place a lot of the time. That's why I think it's all a test. I don't think this is base reality, but I mean, we're getting into the weeds there. But, you know, we got to live here and we got to put up with this shit. So, there's no, if I have to do that, I'm not going to just be quiet about it. I'm not going to sit here and say, thank you. Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to get, you know, raped to death forever. Thanks. I won't complain about it. Nah, I'm going to. And it's just, you know, it's a shit time period. It won't stay this way forever. It can't. People have an immune system, and we collectively have an immune system. Not just as our, you know, your individual immune system of your body, but collectively as a people, we, you know, will eventually more and more spring into action to defend ourselves, which is beginning to happen. It's just, it takes a lot longer than you'd think. And don't imagine it's, you know, not the idea that like every, there's going to be this moment. Here's honestly what I think, how this is going to go. A lot of these, you know, starry eyed fucking, you know, trust the plan folks. They think there's going to be this moment where everybody's going to wake up and they're going to, that's never going to happen. 5% maybe 10, if we're really lucky. Let's just say 10. We'll be optimistic and say 10%. 10% of the people will become, they're already fully radicalized or will become more and more so over time until we're reduced in number to about 10 to 20% of us that are left. And by left, I mean alive. 20% or so, half or more than half of those will be pretty, pretty hardcore. And the other half will just be following them to survive. Everybody else will be gone. They will eat themselves to death. pill themselves to death, drink themselves to death, get made, get on fentanyl. All of the things you're seeing is going to continue and continue and continue. The weaklings, the weak fucks, they are not going to make it. They don't have the fortitude. They don't have the gumption. They just don't have what it takes, and they're not going to make it. They're being weaned out. They're being cleaned out. And all this is like a eugenics program. This is natural selection. Only the strong, hardcore people will be left. And once they've reached a point where we are not going to survive unless we fight like motherfuckers to get out of here, that's when it's going to kick off. And it'll be a gong show because we'll be outnumbered big time. But that'll be a more of a global problem. I don't think these nation states will continue to exist. I don't think the nation state of Canada will continue to exist on paper as it does. I don't think the United States will continue to exist as it does. I don't think any of the... I think there will be a balkanization process that begins. Civil unrest, civil war is definitely possible. Not only possible, probable in the United States. I think the United States will very likely end up as five or six or more smaller countries. It could look like Europe. It's already happening. Most Americans are fled or are fleeing California. How many Americans are left in California? It's pretty much just Mexicans now, right? How's Texas doing? Same, everybody, oh, go to Texas is not going to exist very much longer. It's being overrun. Sorry to guys. Well, you know, you might want to circle up around the Alamo. You get the American Midwest, the Carolinas, Virginia, maybe Maine. Like, there's a few spots. Vermont, there's a few spots where they're secure for a while. And they're going to be majority there for a while yet. And people are rapidly more and more starting to figure that out. The Carolinas are now the new Texas. Remember everybody was moving to Texas and Florida a few years ago? That's all over now. People are now moving to the Carolinas because they – so people are – you know, the white folks are going to continually withdraw when they can. If they've got the means and resources to move, they're going to keep moving and concentrating more and more until there's only a few spots left. And then there's only a few options. And it's going to be very obvious what time it is by then. And these places are not going to be very accepting or welcoming of anyone. How many states do you think the Americans are going to watch get destroyed before they get to the point, go, okay, no more nons. Well, you just can't. It doesn't matter. The Civil War. No one gives a shit. Nobody gives a fuck anymore. We watched them step all over the Constitution. Nobody gives a shit. We'll just shoot you to death. How about that? There's guns everywhere. There's militias everywhere. And nobody has more guns and weapons and fighting experience in the fucking world than white Americans. No one. No one in the world. They're an army already. Lying in wait. There's millions of American war veterans just hanging around. And they're all being squished and smushed into these little pockets, trying to avoid, trying to hide, trying to just be left alone. And eventually there will be nowhere else to go. And they'll have to fight to survive. And similar situations will play out here. Western Canada is in bad shape. Sorry to say. But the country's huge. There will be pockets of holdouts, towns, counties, and so on. The cities will almost all be destroyed and not worth, you know, it'll be a mess. The cities, forget about those. Toronto, yikes, you know. Montreal looked a lot different, but again, Quebec is still 70% plus. However, 50% of that 70% is over the age of 60. So it's not as good as it looks. But west of Quebec, west of Ottawa, North Bay area, west of there and south of there in the GTA in southern Ontario, you're already outnumbered. Under the age of 30, you're all outnumbered. That's not going to change anytime soon. And it's going to be much harder out there. So if anybody's in the interest of moving with, you know, where would be more stable and secure over the next 20 years, I would go to Eastern Canada. If you speak French, I would go to Quebec. If you don't, I would go to New Brunswick or Newfoundland or Nova Scotia or, I mean, PEI is in rough shape, but maybe even there. There's still a fair amount of land. It's not anywhere near as expensive as the rest of the country. It's still pretty expensive, but it's not as bad as it is anywhere else. And the people that were like fleeing Toronto and shit to go to Alberta years ago, I don't know if that was a good idea, but. A lot of the boomers with all the fuck you money, they're going to, sell everything off and run away like they always do, and then keep voting liberal like they always do and putting their elbows up until they're eventually isolated and all left alone by themselves. They'll be, don't worry about them. They're fucked. They're all going to die alone. Here, go look into the history of Rhodesia or the current situation of South Africa. That's similar situations are going to be playing out all over the North American continent, depending on where you're at and what the demographics look like and, you know, more or less better or worse. More like that. Europe is going to have a big fight on its hands and may get swallowed up in a massive war with the Russians that is being forced upon everyone that no one wants. But history has shown over and over again that it doesn't care what the governments don't care what the people want. They just make them do it anyway. So the idea that we're going to escape World War III is just, you know, why would that happen? We didn't escape the other two. People protested and they wrote letters and they said, how dare you? And they voted harder. And all the wars still happened anyway. 9/11 still, or the war in Iraq still happened anyway. It all still happens anyway because we're not in charge. Israel is in charge. Jews are in charge. We're not in charge. Do you know why they're in charge? Know why it works? Because too many people give a fuck about money, stuff, and things. Spiritually, they are slaves. That's why they're goyim. And they are. They are. I don't even oppose the word. Okay, Jews? I don't even get mad at... I'm not mad at the word. I'm not. I'm definitely not. I'm a fucking white man with a mustache. I'm nobody's fucking slave. You know, I've sacrificed a lot and given up a lot, and my standard of living has been, you know, crushed. And But you know what? I don't regret it. I'm not fucking moving for anybody. But all these motherfuckers who will sell you out for a nickel. They'll roll over their own family for five. How many of these people, these fucking influencers and patriots, sold out for nothing? Or for 10 grand, go get a needle. We got to help Pierre Polyev. Oh, I'm on the conservative team. You sold out instantly for free. They want status. They want to feel important. They don't care about what's true. They don't care about the mission. They don't care about the people. They want, it's about them. Me. They feed the ego. Me. Oh. You want money, stuff, and things in the material world. Here in this world. You know who controls this world? They do. They control it. So you belong to this world. They own you. You are their plate. You are the goy. That's you. I'm a simple goy from the prairies. Well, finally, you've said something true, Pierre. You're honest for once there, aren't you? Piss tank Magoo. Those people are screwed. You see the fate of, Nate Erskine-Smith? Politician in Ontario who pandered to all of the Indians, put on all the costumes and sang all the hungalunga dingalunga, did all of it. And you know what? They voted him out because they put in a brown guy instead. He can't believe it. He wants a recount and all that. Like, you don't get it, do you? When they don't need you anymore, you're done. They're only pretending to like you. They're only pretending to give a shit about you because they need you. They need you to get by. Don't believe me? Ask anyone in any profession where there's lots of Indians now. Starts with one or two. Oh, they're really, oh, they're great. They're good workers. They whatever. Until they get to be in charge. And then they fire all of you and hire all their buddies from India. And all of a sudden it's, but my elbows. Funny how that works. It's almost like they're more loyal to their own species, their own people, their own racial affiliation than this bullshit idea of a fucking piece of paper that you think is so important. It's almost like their blood connection is more powerful than a note you wrote, drew their picture on. It's a weird thing to consider. Those people are screwed. So like Nate Erskine-Smith, that's the future. Danielle Smith, that's all of their, Pierre Polyev, that's all of their futures. They're too stupid and they don't care. Even if they do know, they don't care. They're here to steal and make money for themselves until the lights go out and the wheels fall off. And all the rest of them, watching what happened to that guy, well, better him than me. I still got my job. I still got my seat. Oh, I still got my pension. For now. How many Canadian MPs did we used to have in Brampton and in Surrey and in Vancouver and everywhere else? Why does the fucking quarter of the House of Commons look like it's from Gujarat, India? Because they were replaced. You know, you think we're the only ones getting replaced, you dumb motherfuckers, all you politicians, all you cops, you're all getting replaced too. You like seeing that? Hey, cops, you like seeing that? You like your legacy of whatever police force you work for? I've been in these institutions. I've been in the military. I know how it is. All the pictures of the graduating classes on the walls, all the pictures of the fallen officers and the this and the that and the task forces and the achievements, all that. It's all going away. That's all going to be torn down, and it's going to be put up big fucking monkey statue. Big monkey statue where your dead friend Mike used to be. Fuck Mike. Who cares if he died in 1989 serving some high-risk warrant on some piece of shit and he died a hero? No! Monkey statue. Monkey statue. Okay. We're doing the monkey statue now. That's your future, too. You like that? You like that? Hey, Army guys.
Oh, fucking Royal Canadian Regiment, buddy.
No. Turban time. It's turban time. We're not doing that anymore. We're not doing Pacino Day anymore. We're not playing Broomaloo anymore. We're playing Bungalunga. This is what we're doing now. Okay? We're doing this for the company Christmas party. You ready? Everybody gets replaced, you dumb motherfucker. The only ones who don't are the ones who are fighting it, who are balkanizing and organizing in amongst themselves like we're doing. Because we're aware of it. I know they're shooting at me, so I keep my head down. I move out of the way. I put my hands up. I block my face. You're walking around with your chin in the air like a retard. And when you get dummied, you get up and go, what happened? I lost the election? Yeah, you did. You lost everything. Because you didn't want to be racist. So that pendulum is going to keep swinging that way until eventually, you know, within 10 years... maybe five, but certainly within 10 years, there will be no Canadian influence left anywhere in this country in any position of authority. Not the police, not the military, not politics, not anywhere. It'll be all gone. It'll be majority, everybody else. It'll be Chinese, it'll be Indian, it'll be everybody else. They're just speaking Punjabi and Hindi in the House of Commons now. Soon there'll be Nigerians in there, and there'll be Muslims in there, and it'll be a fucking shit show. It'll be like the Tower of Babylon. No one will understand anybody. They'll be throwing shoes at each other. People will be picking up kerpan daggers and stabbing each other. Just fucking going to be great. And they'll have Pierre Poilievre down there going, wait a minute now. Hey, it's my turn. Hey, what are you? Replaced. You have been redeemed, Pierre. You have been redeemed. And then goes the monkey statue. The monkey statue is going to be Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. It's going to be awesome. So, you know, people wondering, like, what? When will there be, like, a pushback? When it's painfully obvious to everyone? Like, there won't be a day. There won't be an event. There won't be, an explosion of activity. It will just be gradual as it is. You know how COVID just kind of ended? Like that. It's just, you know, you look around. There was no announcement, was there? There was no, all right, everybody take the masks off. It just became less and became less and became less until everybody stopped talking about it, and then it just went away. Like that, but in the reverse. You'll look around one day and realize everybody I know and everybody left is fighting their heart out to fucking stay alive. And it'll be an unsaid, you know, it doesn't need to be said out loud. We'll just know that we're at war for our own existence, and everyone will totally understand that. Half of us will be actively engaged in doing so, and the other half will be desperately clinging to that half, hoping that they can fucking stay alive. The other 80%, long dead. So, you know, maybe there'll be 6 million of us or so in about 15 years. Tearing down monkey statues from east to west, or Midwestern United States, Carolinas, Vermont, and Maine, and wherever else. I'm not super familiar with the map of the United States. Europe, you're on your own. I can't help you. I don't know what's going to go on there. I don't know what the situation in Australia looks like, but if I were them, knowing Australians and white people and that they are living on an island full of the most dangerous animals imaginable, like cartoonishly dangerous, it's like I imagine they will weaponize those. They will weaponize dangerous animals, snakes, insect, whatever, and wield them kind of like in Lord of the Rings, you know, like Gondor, you know, they will have allies with dangerous creatures. Dolphins, you know, bears are already taking out Indians in Canada. Beavers are attacking them, and a bear killed a guy the other day. I'm not kidding. A bear killed an Indian man the other day. It's already happening here. So, I mean, and we only have bears and beavers. Australia's like, what do you want? You want snake? You want spiders? We got snakes. We got fucking spiders. We got fucking fish that'll fucking walk on land. They'll drive a car. They'll fucking kidnap your wife and rape her to death. I can't do an Australian. It's hard to do. Why did not... This is a mystery that I'll, you know, when I'm dead, I'll ask God. I don't know. Why didn't we get a cool accent? The British have an accent. The Irish have an accent. They're not even British. Everybody has an accent. New Zealand, Australia, everybody, South Africa. No, Canada. No, you're just going to sound retarded. You're just going to sound like retarded Americans. Why? No, I've never heard a woman in my life say the Canadian accent is hot. I've never heard that in my fucking life. Because it's not. You sound like an American, but there's something wrong with you. Yeah, I live in a cold hellscape where hope goes to die. Have you ever lived in Saskatchewan in the wintertime? There's no sun. They just turn the sun off for a few months just to see who can make it. They'll turn it on for a couple hours a day, but it's just only enough to like just to tease you. And it's like, ha ha ha, go back to the dark and cold. Die, you bitch. That's Western Canada in the wintertime. Go to Fort McMurray in the wintertime. If you breathe out, you can see, oh my God, I can see my, that's not your breath, that's your soul escaping. It wants to go into space where it's warmer. Your soul wants to go up to outer space where it's warmer than where you are in Fort McMurray in February. I guess we got fucking Newfoundland, boy. All right, I gotta scroll up and take somebody's. What is going on with these? I can't, these pinned messages, I can't. Oh, I just press these and they go away. Okay. Okay. They were blocking the screen. Aim, how are you doing? Man, thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. He says, I just want to send a little extra. Loves the streams. Keep it up. I will try, but again, we're getting close to the end of the line here. And then I'm going to have to make some fucking radical changes and figure out, you know, how we're going to proceed with this. Intrusive Thoughts says, being dangerous is sacred. Every man should be, because it might be needed someday. And you don't want to feel, you don't want to be that guy who's useless, you know? I would help you, but I'm fat. I would help, but I like cheese and hockey games. I'll fight other boomers in a parking lot for exactly 14 seconds before I have a stroke or a heart attack or have to fucking, I have to hyperventilate. I'm so out of shape. That's how much fighting they have in them. Brian says they've attacked us spiritually by taking our history, culture, and sense of self. They're trying to kill us all. If they take away your purpose and your meaning, which is, there's no better one than your own people. There's nothing more inspiring. Nobody has like, I mean, people have done things for money, but nobody will die for money, because you can't spend money if you're dead, can you? Now, this is something I'm not going to say I admired, but I understood and respected as far as the Muslims went. They'll die for what they believe in. Right? Like, that's... those people are going to fight, you know, they'll do whatever it takes. They want to die, you know. People aren't going to die for money and stuff and things. But some people will die or risk their life in a situation where it's very likely they might die, but they do it anyway for the people they love and the things they love and you know, what's around them. So therefore, that is a superior motivator. That is a superior purpose and meaning. Is each other, is your community, is your friends and family. That is the ultimate purpose and meaning, because that is justifiable. That is say like, well, we might die if we do this. Is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. We might die if we do this. Is it worth it? No, it's not worth it. It's a fucking job at Amazon. It's not worth getting killed for. You know? Well, boy says I'm not done with the revolution yet. Well, it's going to be a while. It's going to be the rest of our lives, most likely. Unfortunately, unless again the Galians, there could be a plot twist. They could be very against the whole thing. Somebody on Odyssey says I come to Saskatoon. Here I come. I mean I did it, but I don't. Depends on what you're going there for. It's not the worst city. There's worse ones. like Vancouver. Like Calgary. There's no good Canadian cities, I'll put it that way. There's just varying degrees of ugh. Now, you know, it sounds like, you know, pleasurable man noises. No, it's torture. It's pain and torture. It's like, you know, you would scream louder, but you're dying at the same time, so all you can get out is just pain, you know, like a gut shot, you know? That's how we rank the livability of Canadian cities. Do I have the... I've put too many of these things on here, and now I can't even find them all. There's so many. I thought I had like a... Yeah. The livability level of Canadian cities. We're going to go east to west. We're going to start with Halifax, Nova Scotia. Moving on. Fredericton, New Brunswick. Okay, now we're progressing into Quebec. What about Montreal? Looking good. We're going to skip Ottawa because we don't want to horrify anybody yet. Toronto, the big smoke. Okay, not good. How about Winnipeg? Do not go to Winnipeg. Moving on. In all fairness, Winnipeg is the worst city. I'm sorry. Winnipeg is the worst city in the country. And I feel very comfortable in saying that because I have the least amount of supporters in Winnipeg. There's like 20 of them in there. Winnipeg is a dead zone. Winnipeg is there's nothing there. Winnipeg is like a North Korean city where it's for show. It's not real. Like you can see, look at it from a distance and go, oh, that's Winnipeg. No. Go into Winnipeg if you dare. Go drive in there and go look at all the Soviet-era-looking tenement block-style apartment buildings that are just, they look depressed. Go into the Canadian Tire in the Walmart where the spray paint cans are chained up like dangerous weapons because people keep stealing them to huff gas. That's real. Look at the destroyed state of the roads. Everything is pride flags. No one wants to live in Winnipeg. People are forced to. And, you know, it gets marginally better as you go west for a little while, and then you sink down lower until you get to Vancouver. And then the real cherry on the top of the shit pie is Vancouver Island, because Vancouver Island, and especially south, you know, mainland BC, is gorgeous. It's beautiful, and it's very deceiving. You'd look at it and go, wow, this place is like a paradise, except for all the other people that live there that actually make it hell on earth. You know, so Vancouver Island, as nice as it looks, is not enough to make me not want to nuke it from orbit, from space. I would train all of the space-based orbital weapons available on that island and try to sink it into the sea. Because there are some good people living there. But guys, you have to admit, that island is doing something. There's like a pit there that things are crawling out of and coming in, like they're spawning into the world. There has to be. I think it's in Tofino. And if they crawl out of some pit and they're just hipster moron douchebags, elbows up faggots and people that spend $25,000 for a child's wolf painting that looks like it was made on Microsoft Paint. You know, you're going to pay $50 for a craft beer that tastes like ass, served to you by some guy that smells like, what's it called, patchouli? In a fucking straw hat and a hemp vest. Like that's Vancouver Island, okay? You want, trust me. Give the good people, like, look, you've got 72 hours to pack your belongings and get out of there. After that, she's going in the ocean. We're hitting it with everything we got. We're tungsten rod of God, nuclear weapons, everything, AI, whatever it takes. We're going to send divers to drill holes and tunnel underneath the land of where the ocean floor is and fill it with charges of the most explosive material we can find. And we're going to detonate that. We're going to do everything possible. And then when it's all broken up into destroyed radioactive, you know, waste and part, we're going to push it all towards China and make them fucking deal with it. We're gonna dump all the fentanyl on it too. Here, have some radioactive island floating bits of fentanyl death, you cunts. We're gonna train dolphins. We're gonna have specially trained dolphins, and they're gonna attach it to their backs, and they're gonna take it all the way over to China. And we're gonna put it in front of Taiwan to keep the Taiwanese people from the Chinese people. We're gonna block them off with what's left of Vancouver Island, radioactive fentanyled up chunks of what used to be Tofino. And I'm not even confident that that guy won't be dead. I feel like that hemp-wearing, patchouli-smelling douchebag hipster idiot with his elbows in the air will be like, "You wanna try the orange breezy? It's from my buddy's craft brewery, man. And fucking China, we're not allowed this level of disrespect." Yeah, you fucking deal with it, China. China is not happy. Yeah, well, you deal with the patchouli now. You thought it was funny. You thought the fentanyl was funny? Well, here you have this. Now you got this to deal with. The remnants of a fucking entire island that it is beyond words. The Chinese have so many characters and letters. It's one of the oldest languages. And most Chinese people don't even know what all of them mean. There's no way for the Chinese to even properly define how offensive that place is. And if it makes you feel, we'll just take all the people from Vancouver Island, we'll put them on Prince Edward Island, and we'll just call it, something else because it, you know, Prince Edward's Vancouver Island. And you guys could just pretend. It's nice there. There's a lot of Indians, but it turns out, we learned this over the weekend that actually, because people are always, you know, they've been doing it wrong. We've got the Pit of Doom. We thought about the Pit of Doom. No, the Germans tried to mass dispose of a whole bunch of people. They're very good at it. They mass murdered so many Jews in such an efficient way that there's just nothing left. There's no remain. Like even the Treblinka and so on. They couldn't find anything. They couldn't find anything, so that they paved over the whole thing so no one could ever search there ever again and find out how the Germans perfected this absolutely mind-bending feat of just eliminating millions of people and leaving no trace of them whatsoever. It's mind-bending. But it turns out what you can do is just dump everyone in the ocean, and it wouldn't even take up very much space. You could put every person on Earth in the ocean, and it wouldn't even have any negative effect, really. It would feed a lot of the fish. It might actually clean the ocean. So I don't know. Why do we ocean hole, right? I mean, that will work for a while. It's kind of a lake, but, you know, we'll just Pacific, Atlantic, doesn't matter. There's lots of room. And, you know, if you want to be honest, we got the idea from the Indians because they're like, we'd just dump all of the trash in the ocean. And we're like, you know what? We were thinking the same thing. We had the same idea. Isn't that wild, Binder? We will also just dump all of the trash in the ocean. Let Poseidon take the reins. God of the sea will cleanse the earth! The ocean has all of the necessary tools and capabilities and magical powers and creatures to do what must be done. I just wanted to make YouTube videos. I wanted to make YouTube videos and make funny stuff for my friends, and instead, you're like, no, I'm going to ruin your life with Indians and Chinese criminal fentanyl dealers and Muslim stabbing people and Jew wars and all that stuff. So now we're talking about putting the... Go write that article. Oh, Mackenzie's threatening to put all the world of the people in the ocean. Yeah, I can do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to push a button and make everybody go in the ocean. I don't think we should throw all the hysterical leftoids in the ocean, though, because then what will we keep for entertainment? I think a certain percentage of them should be permitted. Like, we'll put them on reserves. We'll be really brutal to them, like the Germans. We'll give them an opera. We'll give them a theater play that they'll have to perform. We'll give them a swimming pool. We'll give them a library. We'll give them all the torture tools that the Germans gave. And we'll put them on reserve and force them to suffer. Not really. Well, they'll just be there and we'll just observe them for our own amusement. And that'd be a fun project. I'd just give them like, here, we've built you a whole town. It can hold 10,000 people. And we'll put all the leftoids in there and we'll say, there, it's only left-wing nut. It's all your own. Everyone in there has purple and blue hair. Everyone in there is some form of gay. Everyone in there has some sort of drug addiction. Everyone in there has at least three different mental disorders, just like you want. Okay? No children. They're all dead or being raped to death. And if there are any children, they're only for food or to be aborted. It's a liberal paradise. And you guys will be so prosperous. And life will be so good that everyone is going to be so jealous and want to join you. But I'm sorry, there's no room. That's why there's big giant walls with razor wire on top that is electrified and guarded by bears. Grizzly, hungry grizzly bears to keep all of the chuds out. Okay? See?
Are we not merciful?
I think it'll be a good time. Because he's threatening to fucking... Yeah, go tweet about it. Go tweet about it. Go write a tweet about it. Country's on fire. Everybody's dying. Go write a tweet about it. Everyone's taking it very seriously. It's very serious stuff you're doing. It's very serious stuff. The bearded Indian says, I share your frustrations. Canadians are generally petty, spiteful, and love informing on each other unlike anyone I've ever met. Isn't it wild? It's like you go one way or the other. You either become hardcore and awesome or a massive piece of shit. And it's like 4-1. It's like a 4-1 ratio right now. But that's okay. We're going to build. There's not just going to be one 10,000 man, you know, Libtopia. There's not going to just be one 10,000 unit Libtopia. We'll have at least. I think we should have at least enough to accommodate 6 million libtards for Libtopia. How did they make all those people disappear? It's incredible. They invented the jet engine, atomic energy, I think, like a lot of things. But I mean, making millions of people just vanish into thin air with no trace. Fucking eat your heart out, David Copperfield. You don't have anything. On old Reinhard. I'm not your goy, says we just left our family reunion in Tofino. Spent every day on the beach with all my nieces. It was nice, other than the Indians leaving trash everywhere. Hold the bombs in the ferry lineup now. I didn't say today. I said we'd give you 72 hours notice. It's going to take me a little while. I got to pull some strings. I got to make some calls. I'll have to call Patriot Front and go, hey, America, can we borrow some nukes? We're going to... Because they'll also have to take over all of America. Like, there obviously is a lot of things that need to have happen. But they're all imminently about to happen, if you believe Rachel and the rest of them. Any minute now, I'm going to call Fuhrer Russo. And I'll be like, I need 8? Can I have 8 hydrogen bombs? 4 from orbit and another 4 under the ocean. I'm also going to need Delta Force because I don't know if any of our guys can do that anymore. Yeah, they replace all of our special operations guys with transsexuals, and I can't do it. I'm old, you know. But we're gonna float the pieces to China, covered in chemical weapons, fentanyl, radioactive. You know, we're gonna use the dolphins we talked about. I think he might go for it. That's cheap. 8? That's all. 8 H bombs, right? And this is thinking outside the box. Nobody's ever tried to do this. No one's ever tried to dismantle an entire island and weaponize it as like a weaponized just mass of earth and just poison. And all of the patchouli stink, all of it's wrapped up, and all of it's just the essence of it all will be in, it'll be captured. When it's obliterated instantaneously with all of that nuclear power, it'll be captured. It's as if suddenly millions of hippie souls suddenly cried out and then were silenced. And they'll all just be stuck there in this like phantasm like orgy of libtoids, and we'll just fucking hurl that right at China. We're going to do a deke. We're Canadian. We're going to fucking deke around Taiwan, and we're going to slam right into the Chinese coast, and there's going to be no more threat of invasion of Taiwan ever again. It'll be a disaster for mainland China, and probably millions of people will die from all kinds of radioactivities. But most people in China are living on $6 a day. Did you know that? Like 40% of the Chinese population is making like $6, $6, $5, $6, $7 a day. So, I honestly, I want to die. Send the radioactive rock. I will take. Shang Shui want to take his chances. Shame on Teresa Tam for not fighting for her own people. $7 a day. How many vaccines could you have given them, Teresa Tam? Over here, worrying about the white man. Why aren't you in China making sure all those poor Chinese farmers being worked to death for communism? Why aren't they have access to the same destructive technology that we do? Yeah! Like, what the bloody hell is that all about? It sounds like Peterson is going to be dead soon, unfortunately. And I feel kind of bad making fun of him. I don't hate the guy. But, you know, just tell the truth. You know, he kind of fell victim to his own advice. He chose not to, and he chose the other side, and he chose the other team. And I think, because he's just, again, got a very rare medical condition all of a sudden that no one can understand. Again, funny how that happens to a lot of people lately, last few years. People just developing really fatal, rapidly onset, you know, it's from mold in the apartment. I bet it's not. I bet it's from something else. I bet it might be from something he maybe put in his body from a computer salesman who is an open eugenicist whose father was very much involved in, like, let's kill everybody, and that might have something to do with it. Just get the damn vaccine! Like, maybe. But, you know, it doesn't help to blame the victim. I mean, you know, just because he's a rich guy, I mean, you get pressured into it and bullied into it, and we all had to make our choices, and I'm mostly sad about Peterson is that we were robbed of what could have been a great man. Could have been. But he just didn't have the stones for it in the end. There was and I talked about this when we did the tour a couple of years ago, and a friend of mine sent me this video years ago talking about him, and I didn't, you know, he's like, have you seen this? I said, no. And there is a video of him being questioned about the Jews in the Soviet Union and their bloodlust and need for killing, all this, which he's aware of. He's read these books, and he paces around on the stage for what seems like a couple of minutes. It might not have been that long, but it was an uncomfortably long time while people were booing and like, oh, how could you ask that question, you anti-Semitic piece of shit, blah, blah. And he eventually, he's like doing, he's holding his head and he's thinking about it and he's back. He can tell he's stressed out. And then he goes, I can't do it. He just says, I just can't do it. And, you know, my friend said that was him fighting for his soul, and he lost. Right there. It's on video. Most people's moment of truth when they fight for their own soul and lose is not on video. His is, and you can still find it on the internet, I assume. I think we put it in the tour movie for the some of you who saw it. But, can't do it. Maybe you should have. Could have been different, maybe. I don't know. What can you do? And, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not going to condescend and act like I'm fucking better than the guy necessarily, but I don't think he started out trying to be a piece of shit and wanted to sell out and fuck people over. I don't think that at all. I think he sincerely wanted to be, you know, a good guy and help out and stuff. But I think people misunderestimate what it is out there, what the claw is and how powerful it is and how fucking merciless it can be. And I think they misjudge how serious it is. And they get in over their heads and get in some hot water and they're not prepared for it. And they've, you know, it, had they known, maybe they wouldn't have signed up for it at all. But they go in there thinking there's some shit, and turns out, like, are you willing to die for this? Are you willing to risk your life for this? Because they're not fucking around. They might. Oh, that's crazy, just for saying some words? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You know, they've killed people for less than just saying words, actually, so. What else we got? Anybody? Is that it? I said I wasn't going to stay long, but maybe I will. CRJ says, you just hate the Lower Mainland because we have more Arc'teryx athletic leisure apparel and $37 burgers than Halifax ever will. Sips Granville IPA. I was talking about Vancouver Island, but since you mentioned it, maybe we'll extend the elimination pro. Maybe we'll extend the extermination line into Vancouver. I don't care so much about the overpriced douchebag leisure or athletic leisure apparel. I mean, you know, the special operations guys are all about that. They love it. If you want to pay $37 for a fucking hamburger that's made out of Chinese political prisoners, that's your business. What I won't put up with is the sauciness. You have no business being that saucy when you live in a place that you know, far gone. You're like Nero and, you know, watching Rome burn naked playing your little fucking fiddle or whatever. It's wonderful. How dare you? I know. Yes. What am I drinking? A $37 beer IPA. It costs 14 cents to make. Here, would you like a half-fried tomato? It's $114 a plate. I'm better than you because I spend more money on meaningless things. That's basically BC in a nutshell. A lot of them act superior because they have more money than you and they spend it on stupid shit that only idiots would pay for. And that reaffirms to them that they are in fact superior because they can waste money on things that don't matter. Instead of doing things like, you know, stockpiling weapons and funding militias overseas in Eastern Europe for you know, resources and training to then, you know, smuggle themselves over here in sea containers for future charity efforts and so on. I think I've probably put myself in jail. Peterborough lads, his evening. Replay Waffen here. Have a good night, my fellow hate speech enjoyers. Stay real. Thanks, man. It's so stupid. They think that they act like they love hate speech. They either gaslight you and pretend they don't know the difference, or they genuinely, if they're dumb like Rachel and they sincerely, you know, they've got a double-digit IQ and they believe that they're the hero of their own story and this is all exactly what they think it is. The person who, like, doesn't understand layers of an onion, you tell them, it's like an onion. You peel back the layers, they just look at you with that SSRI face. What? You can't understand complex topics, can you? People like that are the reason that cars have a button to push now to start, because putting in a key and turning it, see, this is a two-stage operation. You've got to put it in and turn it, and while keeping your foot on the brake, that's like, what? I don't fucking understand what you're saying right now. Just put a button that you push. Jesus Christ. Never mind a manual standard car. Oh, my God. Is the world healing? I don't think so. I think it's dying faster than ever. We're accommodating morons every day. We're not smart. We're not helping. What? See how tired I am of all of this? Scotian gentleman says, you think that someone by now would have gotten a hold of a D8 or bigger cat? Then made some changes to the facade of a big important building in Ottawa. A bigger cat. You mean like one of those construction vehicles? Justice for Father says, India fatigue, Philip. Again, I'm not kidding. It could be. Could be true. Where's the thing at? I'm sure I downloaded it. Is this it? No, it's over there.
Not that one. The other one.
So, I mean, no more international flights until July because fuel shortages. No more fucking flights from Air India?
You and me, we used to be together.
Oh, God! Oh, my God, what are we gonna do? Party, we're gonna party. No, there'll be no redeeming now. They'll just use our airlines. They'll just force. Well, again, like I covered this. They'll just tax us to oblivion and make us pay for it. Make us pay for the endless Indian flights. All right. Probably a few things in the news I can make fun of, I guess. Magic Mark, he's going to get us all. CBC's in hot water. I mean, they're just going to get more funding. People can complain about CBC being awful as much as they like, and they should. And the things they're doing are reprehensible and disgusting. It's not any news to me. That's why, oh, there it is below me right there. That's why we did that right there below me right there. That's why. Everything I said was true then, and it's truer now. Even truer today than it was then. But it's not as if people can, you know, say enough and expose enough, and enough people will wake up. That only matters if the government is even a little bit sincere and pretending to care about what you want or think at all, and that they will act to appease the population. That's long been dead. The government of Canada does not act to appease or placate or assist or work for us, the PIP, in any way whatsoever. They work for themselves and they work for their owners. That's it. And we're neither of those things. So they want CBC to continue lying and obfuscating and brainwashing and socially engineering the public. And they're going to keep paying them. They're going to give them another $6 billion and then $10 billion and $20 billion. And they're going to hire more. It's just never going to end. It's, again, until it all comes apart in the future. But, it, you know, there's not going to be a moment where they go, oh, my God, how dare they? Could they do this? We demand answers. It's not going to happen. And here's some of the surveillance stuff I'm talking about. There, look, right on cue. There's some conservatives. We're going to vote harder. C-11 controls what Canadians see online. C-18 blocking and manipulating access to news. C-22 takes the next step, surveillance and state control. So I don't know how this, what you can see online is going to work. They're going to end up having to ban most of the internet, I think. Or most of the internet is just going to leave. Signal is already leaving. Lather, leave, and comply. Most companies are going to, because at the end of the day, that's the smart move if you're a company, because you're going to save money. Because if you stay in Canada and you appease this insane regime in Ottawa, you're going to risk financial ruin, legal litigation, any number, you know, retribution from Washington, perhaps. Like, the risks are not, the juice is not worth the squeeze, baby. So, bye-bye. I would imagine X could leave. Facebook and Instagram, Meta has already discussed, it floated like, we're not going to be doing this. So, I mean, you can kiss social media goodbye, potentially. YouTube, potentially, could Google, all Google products could be out. Gmail. You have a Gmail account? Not for much longer, maybe, because they're going to have to hand everything over to Ottawa. Gary, want to see Bob and Vagin. U.S. government employees use Gmail. So, like, you see how this is going to be a big problem. And I think it's going to be easier for them to just, we're just going to pack up and bounce and then let Ottawa deal with the fallout. No longer about safety protecting Canadians. It never was, Dean. It never was. How much freedom are we prepared to surrender in the name of government oversight? We've already surrendered all of our freedom, Dean. We have no freedom at all. It's only on it's on loan. Whatever you think you're free to do is only because Ottawa hasn't decided to take it from you yet. They can take whatever they want, and you are not going to stop them. Pierre's not going to stop them. None of you are going to do a fucking thing except complain on the internet, which pretty soon nobody's even going to be able to hear about. And then you're going to go, Mr. Speaker, and no one's even going to be listening or watching that. There's Dean, I'm sorry to say, there's literally no reason for you to exist. There is no reason for you to... I have more fucking followers and presence in the internet than you. How is that fucking possible? My God. Like, guys, you don't matter, okay? You don't matter, Dean. None of you matter at all. You're just grifting and making noises and making millions of dollars while the country goes to hell. It's been decades of this. Complaining. Oh, the libtards, yeah, they're whooping your ass. They do whatever they want, and you're incapable of coming up with a solution. You don't know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, who to talk to, what to look. You don't have no idea. And I don't feel like you're going to figure that out anytime soon, because you don't even know what a Canadian is. You won't even dare say it. Speaking of old Magic Mark, did you know that today, Victoria Day, you know, national holiday, it's Tamil Genocide Remembrance Day, according to Magic Mark. We remember the tens of thousands of civilians killed during the civil war in Sri Lanka. Well, there's Gari. That's Big Gari. Big Gari. There he is. Gari. Anasangari. Celebrating. Celebrating all of that killing and murder and terrorism. There he is. There is Gari. That's Gari. That's Gari. The drool may have been added for effect. It may not be. It may be real. But that is definitely Gari. But that is Gari Anasangari. Who did I block? Did I? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see this shit. My statement. Nobody gives a fuck. It's Victoria Day. You know what I needed there? I don't even know what he sounds like. I don't know. What's a generic? He's a homosexual guy pretending to be straight. He trooned out his own kid. He doesn't give a fuck about that. His wife is, yikes. I mean, I don't know. He's a banker. So what does that sound like? He's a soulless monster. Like, he's one of the worst. He's a better Michael Ignatieff. He's a fake fuck who spent his entire career and money. He's a businessman making money abroad in other countries as a banker stealing. Who the fuck thinks bankers are good people? Are you out of your mind? I was on the phone the other day with a banker, and he said something about like, oh, that's disrespectful. I said, oh, I'm sorry. Or do you feel disrespected, banker? You're a fucking banker. Disrespect. You're lucky people don't hunt you in the fucking street, dog. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you think you need to be respected? You're a banker. You work at a fucking bank. You steal for a living. You facilitate stealing for a living. Your entire fucking organization is predicated upon usury and predatory stealing from the population that people used to be put to death for not very long ago. Banker, people used to go off with your head. When our countries were run by our people, when white men were in charge of our own homes, people like you were fucking executed for what you do right now is routine and think everything's hunky-dory. Don't disrespect me. I'm a banker. You're a fucking parasitic vampire. You're a banker. You're the worst piece of shit in the world. And the only thing worse than a banker is a politician. And the only thing worse than a banker or a politician is a banker, politician, banker. He's both. He's fucking both. And just for good measure, you know who else a lot of pieces of shit are? Are lawyers. And guess what? A lot of bankers are also lawyers. A lot of lawyers are also politicians. A lot of politicians are also bankers and lawyers. Lawyers, bankers, and politicians. The trifecta of faggotry. Bankers, lawyers, politicians, together, united, to fuck you in the ass to death. Elbows up. Put your elbows up before they fuck you in the ass to death. Because, you're going over hard. If you got your elbows up, you can protect your face. Put your elbows up, because when you hit the, you know, you won't go teeth and nose first into the concrete. Elbows up. Elbows up, boomer. Remember, boomer. Remember, it's fucking Tamil Bungalunga Day. It's Bungalunga Day, banker. Now, enough of that silliness. Send Gary all of your Bobs and Vagine. He's coming for you. I'm going to get Bob and Vagine. I'm going to look at DMs, and I'm going to see Spicy. You won't throw Gary Bob Vagine. Gary going to take. Gary take. Gary will see all. Gary's going to see all of it. He's so excited. He's never been happier. It's the best day Gary's life. I was going to say, this is a great meme. Who is that? Of course, it was Paul Thompson. What the hell was that? Yeah, you guys are great. Yeah. So what about the tick thing, right? This is kind of bad.
So this forum post, and I'm going to put it directly on the screen, and I'm going to read it word for word. It says this, quote, "I work for a private charter company in Ontario, Canada. The company handles booking and chartering flights across Ontario mainly. We are paid to spread ticks by air."
Oh, it's just a post on an anonymous forum that people have used historically to whistleblow. A lot of times it's nonsense. Sometimes it's not. But since it's bad news that makes the government look bad, it's obviously fake news.
It happens twice a year, early spring and early fall. This year, we've been hired to do it earlier. The company receives the ticks in boxes. Each box contains millions of ticks. Yeah. The aircraft used are generally single or dual prop aircraft, single pilot, and one other passenger that handles the dispersal.
Yeah.
It pays a lot. And I mean a lot. Generally,
it pays money. You can get money stuff. And oh, so what? You're poisoning and destroying the fucking country. But money, is there money stuff and things? Whoever those people are, throw them out of the fucking plane. Put them in the box with the ticks and throw them out of the fucking plane. That's what they deserve.
The ticks are dispersed in several specific regions in Ontario. And it's always the same regions each and every year thus far. Last spring, the ticks...
Which regions would be helpful?
...dispersed were mostly American dog ticks. This year, they are all deer ticks, supposedly specifically bred to withstand cold temperatures. End quote. So that post was from March 16th. 2 weeks before Snopes said that this story originated. All right? And it's pretty interesting. Here we have a whistleblower saying that they are paid to disperse ticks across Canada. Now, this sounds eerily familiar to what we're hearing about these boxes of ticks that are being found. And it begs the question, was this person telling the truth?
I've been hearing about this for a couple years now. I've been mentioning it recently, and I've been seeing videos. I haven't said much because I've just seen it around, and people are finding animals, deer, snakes even, covered in ticks, like thousands of them. And I grew up here. I grew up in Nova Scotia, and I used to go out and play in the spring and the summertime and the fall. I was outdoors a lot as a kid with my friends, and we'd play, you know, do our war games and stuff and play a lot. And then I joined the military, the infantry. If you don't know, you live outside exclusively, you know, in the woods a lot. And I never saw a tick in my life. I've saw them on briefings and like, watch out for them because they're out there. Okay. Never saw one. Never had one on me. Never saw one on anyone else. I think I heard about one once. I went, oh, really? Yeah, fucking... Clutchier had a tick on his. And I'm not like in the woods. I'm like in a fairly urban-ish area just outside of, you know, the city. I had five or six on me just last year. One of them had to be pulled out of my leg at a pharmacy. It was in there good. And I was lucky I caught it fast because it was one of the bad kind. You don't feel them. You don't notice. They're made that way on purpose. So you got to check a lot, probably starting now, actually. Right around grass mowing season, I was like, all right, time to mow the grass. And I wasn't even like out in the woods. I was like walking across the lawn. And I've got several ticks on me. I didn't know. I went to the bathroom and was like, oh, it's right there all the way at my upper leg. Look at that. Tried to pull it out myself. No, it's in there. I was like, oh shit. I get Lyme disease now. Down to the pharmacy, had it pulled out. Never saw one ever. Now they're everywhere. Gary, do you know anything about this? I think there's another story about this, though, about how experts are warning about a new wave of ticks everywhere. I don't know. Maybe I lost it. Oh, there it is. This is just something else. This isn't an anonymous, you know, 4chan post. This is just CP24. A wave of ticks is headed for Ontario. Here's what one scientist says you can do to protect yourself. And check yourself constantly. Like every couple hours, basically, if you're outside. Over the past decade, there's been an increase in the number of locally acquired Lyme disease cases. Yeah. There's been like no ticks, and now there's a shitload. Yeah, you don't want to like you gotta pull it out with tweezers, and you gotta get the head out of the fucking thing, otherwise it'll poison you. You gotta take it in and show them what it is so they can find out what kind it is. But your pets or animal, like birds also, if you feed birds, if there's a lot of birds around where you live, I don't know if crows eat ticks, but a lot of birds will eat them, and that's one way. But I had a couple of videos a few weeks ago, or months ago even, of some of these strange somebody finding these odd boxes that are appearing on their property. Don't know how they got there. They wondered, was this dropped from a plane? Someone else has a helicopter. And again, of course, I don't have them. It was from several streams ago that I didn't use. Had a helicopter lowering boxes and flying away. Opening, like dumping ticks, probably. That's crazy. Why would anyone do that? Are you asking that? Are you seriously asking that question? Have you not seen enough at this point to, you know, be confident this is a pretty disastrously evil place we're living in? You know, again, I saw Elon Musk quote this earlier. He's like, oh my God, the UK. The UK is a prison island. Retweeting something can get you arrested in the UK. 30 people a day in the United Kingdom are arrested for tweets and cartoons and such. Rapes, gangs, stabbings, acid attacks, no big deal. Memes? Offensive posts? Oh, boy. So just to keep it in perspective, most arrests for online comments, you know, I was making fun of China earlier. China is about 1,500 a year. The United Kingdom is at 12,183 and rising. Russia has got about 400 a year. Russia. Iran. You know, the evil dictatorship we're bombing? About 100. United Kingdom, 12,183. So, you know. Don't worry. Canada's coming in hot. Canada's coming in with the steel chair. We're gonna go for that record. They're gonna try to. Gary will arrest everybody. Gary does not want. Gary wants Bob and Vagin. Gary no want offensive posting. And the inevitable attempt at absorbing the country by the United States, much to the help of the fucking absolute idiot boomer waffin' retards in Alberta. We're fucking separated. No, you're part of a much larger plot to subvert, fracture, and absorb the country by the Epstein Empire. That's the other thing. Or if we join the United States and then people in America be like, good, but you're not free either, and Epstein Empire. You know, that's not a flex. You're going to join America, are you? Why? Like, they're not free at all, and I just, again, it makes them feel superior. It's going to give them the feel like a reason that they can act condescending and feel better than people without having to earn it. They don't have to do anything, see? They don't have to suffer. They don't have to struggle. They don't have to sacrifice. They can just check a box, select a meme, put on a filter on their social media page or something, and there, they can fucking act superior. Just like the right-wing normies call the left-wing normies libtards and libtards. Who fucking chuds and libtards? Listen, you're both fucking stupid as hell, okay? You're both dumb motherfuckers who believe fake shit and value status, money, stuff and things and shit that doesn't matter. You're both weak and cowardly, the conservatives more so, but you are both weak and cowardly. And if you were confronted in any real way, we're fighting the fascists, I fucking promise you, if anything real like that happened, if Mussolini showed up tomorrow with 10,000 guys in black shirts and guns and said, get the fuck down here right now or I'm going to have to come get you, you would do exactly what he tells you to do. Do you know how I know this? Because you already do what fucking Magic Mark tells you to do. He can't even stand up straight. He's been fucked in the ass so much. His spine, the rectal trauma has impacted into the base of his spine so much so. He has destroyed the discs in his bottom spine. He hunches over from getting pounded in the ass so much. You'll do whatever he tells you to do. You did whatever Big Trudy tells you. You'll do what anybody tells you. Never mind anyone ruthless and fucking serious. You would shit your pants. Some of them, the delusional, free Palestine, no British, no peace. That would last about 5 seconds. You'd have your little signs, your little rainbows, and Mussolini would go like this, and then 50 people would get shot, and you'd cry and shit yourself and say, Mommy, and it wouldn't matter because you'd just go to jail, and you wouldn't be fed. And then the rest of you would go, oh, I've always supported Mussolini. I've always loved El Duce. I've always been an El Duce fan. That's what I, no, you weren't. You just go with whatever way the fucking wind's blowing. Left wing, right wing, red tie, blue tie. Just another gay guy. That's you. Stop with this shit. Stop fucking, oh, fucking libtards, fucking shit. You're both fucking slaves. You're both dumb fucking slaves. And you know why? Because you don't have any dignity. You have no self-respect. If you did, you wouldn't be participating in any of this shit. You wouldn't be attacking the people that live across the street from you. You wouldn't be trying to find ways to victimize and harass and destroy the lives of other people who live in your country who are just as much a victim of everybody up there as you. They are just as much suffering. They are just as much having to put up with shit. They are just as worried about their children. They are just as concerned about being able to pay their bills. They are just as fucking badly suffering from every motherfucker up there stealing and lying at it from everybody. But rather than deal with that or face that at all, you'd rather fight the fucking people across the street because it's easier to do. Because punching down is always easier than punching up. Fighting down is always easier than fighting up and outside your weight class. That takes a man to do that. That takes some fucking balls to do that. And you won't fucking do it. You'd rather fight people in your own town. And you'd rather them be outnumbered. You want to be guaranteed. You want to be pretty sure you're going to come away with the W before you'll even get off the couch. Right wing, left wing, doesn't matter. Same thing. It's the same thing. No purpose, no meaning, no self-respect, no discipline, no self-respect, no self-respect, no courage, no identity, no purpose, no meaning. Slave, goy, both of y'all. Shut the fuck up and say, I don't care. I don't want to fucking hear it. You're the same. You believe the same things. When it comes down to it, you could take Genghis Khan or Mao Zedong or whoever, the fucking Terminator, it wouldn't matter. March in here with 10,000 guys and put a gun to your head and say, do this libtard thing or do this chud thing, and you would fucking do it. Oh, I bet you wouldn't. Nope. No. No, because we're extremists, you see. We have positions that offend and oppose the global regime that you all agree with. You're all allowed to exist. There are people in Canada, the right-wing zombies, who think Rebel News is the cutting edge of the resistance. They think that's where the fight is. And there are left-wing retards who believe that CBC is the voice of the people. Here's a tip. If it's allowed, if you're allowed to exist and make money and be successful, you're not resisting shit. Okay, left-wing zomboids. Free Palestine. Yeah, I've been upset about the whole Palestine thing since like 2013. You know, and you know what? You've never been able to be that. You're not allowed, are you? How far does that go? You take up that stance. Are you allowed to really get very far with that? Nah, you get punished pretty hard, don't you? And they're finding out the hard way. But I'm a libtard. Not until you make old Ben Shapiro upset. Then all of a sudden, yeah, you get the boot. And then all the right-wing retards, all of fucking Muslims, man. It's a fucking, you can shit on the Muslims and Islam all day long, can't you? Until you go, wait a minute. Why are we sending all our money to Israel? Shut the fuck up. Banned. Deleted. Violated our terms of service. Isn't that interesting? You're the same. Neither of you oppose mass immigration. Neither of you will stand on business. What is a Canadian? What is that? Neither of you can do that. Neither of you will say, seems to be an inordinate amount of offensive and very aggressive and mean Jewish power at hold in the country. Neither of you will do that either. If anything, you'll pander and get on your knees and grovel for it. To be a good boy, be successful. Be successful. Because we're in a world full of good people, aren't we? Epstein Island, endless genocide. I just showed you a video of it. The entire apartment building, dead. There wasn't. Do you think there wasn't people in there? Let me get. You believe it was just an empty. Israel's just destroying empty buildings for the sake of it. These are the people who tell refugees, "Yeah, congregate over here so you can be safe, and we'll, you know, take care of you and give you food and so on." And then when they congregate, they machine gun those people and bomb them, and say, "Oopsie daisy." They say "oopsie daisy" 5 times a day for the last 70 years, and you guys believe them still.
You're the resistance, Trent. Chosen and all that.
You're the same. You're the same. These guys over here, they love the migrants and they love the immigration. They're just as Canadian as you. And isn't that funny? So do you agree with that over here on the right? Don't you? You're the same thing. A Canadian's a Canadian. I mean, anyone from anywhere can be anything. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Shut up. And you both believe that, well, I believe in free speech, but not extremism. And has it ever occurred to you that maybe the people who run the world and say Epstein Island and all the whole thing, what they would consider extremism would be criticism of them, anything that threatens their hold on power, anything that threatens to expose what they're doing, raping children to death, all that kind of stuff. Those people would be targeted specifically. You tell yourself what you want to hear, what you want to believe, so you can live in your comfortable bubble and not be bothered and not be stressed by anything and not commit to anything and not take any risks. You don't want to do any fighting. You want to be comfortable. So on the one hand, oh yes, the world is evil and bad and run by awful people, but on the other hand, it will not require any suffering or sacrifice whatsoever. We can defeat them by being comfortable and making money and getting money, stuff and things, me, myself, and me, and me, and more, and me, and me, and I, and me. And they're gonna monetize my YouTube channel and give me targeted ads, and I'm gonna get a little plaque in the mail, and yeah. Yeah, Google will let you do that. YouTube. Do you know who those people are? Why don't you just go work for fucking Palantir and call yourself a good person? Why don't you do that? Why don't you go so join the IDF while you're at it? Huh? You're the same. You know how I know? Because I used to be on both teams. First, I was a left-wing idiot retard normie, and then I was a right-wing idiot retard normie. And then I was like, hey, I don't want to be an idiot retard normie at all. I want to be a grown man. And now I'm an extremist. A radical extremist. Otherwise known as not a slave. That's all that really means. Like, do you think they'll play fair?
Well, no. If that was it, they would just say,
oh, yes. The child diddling people that are mass murdering, and they'll play fair. They wouldn't call you a terrorist and an extremist if it wasn't true. They wouldn't lie. They don't lie, do they? The government doesn't lie. The police don't lie. The police don't lie. No, they never have. Only about things that you will know that they're lying about, not about things that you don't want them to be lying about. That, right? Because you've got a big brain. Anyway, right-wing retards are helping left-wing retards destroy the country. And here it is. Oh, look, for no reason, because look, Canada is not a significant military partner. We do not have a significant military presence of any kind. There is really, there's actually, the only reason the Americans would coordinate with us at all is so that we would have an understanding of what they want us to do. That's it. Like, whatever we can do, like, oh, Canada, maybe you can guard some outposts, some outhouses, and deliver some pizzas for us. I don't know. We'll send you some notes. So this idea that we're having a serious, oh, we need to get a defense agreement. That's preposterous. That's outrageous. There's more reservists in fucking Seattle than there is in the entire Canadian military. Okay? That's outrageous. But... you know, isn't that funny? The Pentagon's making a big show of walking away from U.S.-Canadian Defense Board. Trump official says Canada failed to make credible progress on military spending. Well, they've just spent a pile of money. They're saying they're going to. So what? They're creating a situation, aren't they? The story continues. Huh? The mass censorship. the surveillance, Canada's military is incompetent, it's a threat to the United States, oh, they're going to be spying on our citizens, they're crawling, they're cozying up to the Chinese. We're going to be acquiring Canada, we're going to do it economically, we're going to do it economically. That's a quote. May 18th, 2026, write it down. It's on. The Seize Canada play is on. It's in play. It has been activated. The file has been opened and deployed. We are living through it right now. They're making a move. You don't do it in a day. It doesn't happen overnight. You got to grease the wheel a little bit. When we went into Afghanistan for Bin Laden, they started telling everybody who that guy was over a year before it happened. Bashar al-Assad, Syria, years in advance. They don't just do anything. They make sure you're good and mentally prepared and understand, you know, the story. And here's another story. Here's another story. Meanwhile, as the Americans are saying, they're not putting any significant... well, again, we can't, but they are going to bankrupt us with whatever else we got left. And the defense, General Jenny, is going to pitch options for massive troop surge. Here's your options, Jenny. Mass recruit Indians. Give them minimal training, like a day or two. That would be 2 days would be pushing it. I would say at least one day of training for 300,000 or 400,000 Indians. That is option one, and that is the end of your options. The end. It takes 1 year for a citizen, say an 18-year-old male, ideally, 18-year-old Canadian male, healthy, in shape, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, perfect vision, perfect hearing, no medical, nothing, perfectly healthy, strong. 1 year from that to private, which means stand where I tell you to stand, point where your gun where I tell you to point it, do everything I tell you to do all the time like I'm your God, and don't ever fucking ask me anything. Just shut up and do what I tell you to do. It takes a year to get them there to our standard. We have a very limited amount of people left who can do that, train anyone up to that standard. And the amount of people we do have and the equipment we have and the infrastructure we have, the tools and resources and weapon systems and training, everything we have, we can only produce a couple thousand people a year. And that's if we're hauling ass, Jenny, a couple thousand new guys a year if we're really, really, really going for it. And you want 300,000 or 400,000 in a few years? Well, that year of training is going to have to go way down to basically fucking nothing, isn't it? And who's going to train them, by the way? Because that's a pretty big class. I've had some big classes. I taught classes of 40, 50, 60 guys even. And that's like, it's way too many to be effective. So what are you going to be doing? 1,000? You're going to be doing 1,000-man fucking platoons here? Or what are we doing here, Jenny? What are we doing, Jenny Kerrigan? You're the fucking war hero, Jenny. Jenny, you know, the Iraqi evacuee, Jenny. General Jenny. Is that you? Is that you, General Jenny? What's going on in this picture? Why are these guys facing this way and this chick facing that way? Why does she look very confused and not know what's going on? There's no way that the rifle butt should be extended that long. There's no way she's that large. I can already tell you that C-79 optical sight you see there, that's up far too high already. That should be back at least another inch. I might believe this woman is fucking 6'2". Okay, that stock has got to come up another half inch, and that's got to come because she's not bigger than I am, and I would need that to be done. That's good stuff. And what are these guys pointing at? I don't know. She's looking at it with her back to it. These guys are facing. Somebody over here doesn't know what's going on. Recruits simulate battle tactics. I bet they are. Oh boy. And by the way, so basic training like this, these kids are going to do this for like a few hours. They don't have any real training, okay? Teenagers who play a lot of military simulators on their spare time on, like, video games, I would rather them than any of these random people. Like, she's probably going to go be a fucking clerk somewhere. This guy's going to drive a truck. This guy's going to cook eggs in the Air Force. This afternoon of playing make-believe war, bang, bang, pew, pew. See the little, this is called a BFA, a blank firing attachment, this little yellow thing on the end here. They're firing blanks at nothing and probably don't even have any blank ammunition. Maybe that's where she's looking for where hers is. You can't tell, it's obscured by the tree maybe, but they don't have, they don't get combat training. They do rubber stamp, bare minimum, nothing, okay? That's why we have infantry soldiers and so on. That's their fighting is their job. This is not their job. The reason they get this done is for absolute nightmare scenario, like end of the world, we've done something horribly wrong, where you have to go grab cooks and mechanics and clerks out of their offices and say, "Get here's a gun, get to the fucking perimeter right now, we're being overrun by Chinese infantry." Just anybody with a gun is better than nothing. That's all this is for. They are not trained how to fight whatsoever. So, oh, we've got 80,000 soldiers. Not really. We have like 3,000. Canada has like 3,000 combat troops that we can use at any one given time. If you want to use everybody, we got six. And that's with no replacements. Nobody's training new guys. No, that's it. That's it. I would know. I worked there for nearly 15 years in the dangerous end. Not in the clerk world. Not in fucking Air Force. Look at all my deployments eating cheese behind a fucking screen, doing nothing, risking nothing, acting like I'm a fucking war veteran when I never did jack shit. No, I went and did the fucking business end. Living outside, being punished, suffering. A lot of guys went home in boxes, all that shit. And I'm telling you, we don't have a fucking army, okay? It's very, very hilariously small. We had a tough time filling the ranks that we did. We had guys pulling double, they were double, triple hatted, doing two, three different full-time jobs to train new guys, to run the fucking, the CQ, to run the fucking vehicle transport office, they're doing everything because we don't have enough guys. And we could barely maintain it then. General Jenny, where are you going to come up with the manpower and resources to train 400,000, 300,000? You're not. You're going to give a bunch of people guns with no training whatsoever and write it down on a piece of paper for Magic Mark, and he's going to go, elbows up! And it's going to be a fucking disaster. You're the worst. You're not a soldier, Jenny. You're a piece of shit diversity hire that should never have been given a fucking uniform. You put more time into your pearl earrings and painting your fucking nails than being a soldier. You wouldn't know the first goddamn thing about it. You're a fucking disgrace. And Magic Mark, well, he's a banker. He's a banker politician. He knows how to fucking put a military together. He knows how to fight war, doesn't he? He thinks in numbers and digits. We have this many soldiers. We need more soldiers. We need to send the money into the soldier factory to make more soldiers, and then we'll get more soldiers. We'll order them on Amazon. Bulk order 300,000. Send. Order send. Go pick them up at the soldier factory, General Jenny. Oh, giddly doakley. That's the world they're living in. It's hysterical. It's hilarious to me. I find it hilarious because it's never going to work. It's going to be a fucking massive disaster. And everybody who knows anything about the military knows exactly what I'm saying is 100% accurate. Ask any veteran worth his fucking salt at all. Most of them have quit. Almost all of them have quit. In fact, I got stopped in the airport by a guy who recognized me from 4ESR, from the engineers in Gagetown. If he happens to be listening, it's nice to see him. So I hadn't slept in 4 days, so I was like, hey, man, how are you? Nice to see you, fucker. Hey, what? In Petawawa? I was fucked. I was very tired. So I felt bad, but it was like, this is a gong show. And again, the only reason why, what can you do? Let's say they pull off a miracle and they come up with half of these numbers. They get 150,000 armed Indians with one afternoon of training. Going pew, pew, bang, bang in the woods, facing different directions, looking confused, and nobody knows what the fuck is going on. Say you get 150,000 of those. What can they do? Can they fight the Russians? Because that's what they're going to pretend this is about. The Chinese. No, they can't. They can't even talk to each other. You've got Congolese militias fighting grudge matches and blood feuds in basic training right now because of the wrong other kind of Congolese militia. This is... Are you going to put the Sikh Indians in with the other Indians who hate each other and they're going to... How's that going to work? They can't shoot, move, communicate, dig a hole. They can't do anything. What they can do is hold guns and point them at Canadian citizens. It'd be very messy, but they can probably do that. So it occurs to me that that must be what you're doing, isn't it? Because the RCMP leaked a report that said civil unrest is the biggest concern domestically for security in the future, because Canadians are going to have no future. Once they realize that, there's going to be a problem. And after the convoy in Ottawa, the banker, lawyer, lawyer, banker politicians realized we have nobody to protect us. We have nobody to shoot all of these people in case they come for us. That's what they were really worried about. That's why they ran and hid, guys. Why they all run and hide? It was bouncy castles. Everyone always likes to talk about the bouncy castles because it's true and it's preposterous. There were people having pool parties in the streets and inflatable pools, face painting and eating food. It was the you know, most jovial, you know, violent protest I've ever fucking been to. But they ran for the hills and they called the police and they called the military. They wanted every man with a gun they could find because they were terrified. Why would they be terrified? Because they felt like everyone was coming to get them. Because they have a guilty conscience, because they know what they've done. They know what they're doing. And they thought, oh no, they finally have come for us. It's over. The pitchforks, the torches are here, the honks of doom. They ran, they hid in the bunkers. Emergency act, we're under attack. Put snipers on all the rooftops. And all you cops did, I'm a good boy, didn't you? Beat up veterans in the street and kicked women in the face. Great fucking job, faggots. Yeah. And so they're worried that if... I mean, things will, they're going to pop off again. Of course they will. But who's going to protect them if the next, you know, little uprising isn't so bouncy castly and it's a little more bang bangy? Maybe in Alberta being upset about not being allowed to, you know, self-determine anything. I just spent a lot of time making fun of them because it's ridiculous and go to, but you know what? They've got an idea in their head and they think they're going to, oh, I'm separating money. And I'm, well, you're not going to be allowed to, even if you could, even if you somehow managed to get enough popular support to make that happen, you would not be allowed to, Boomer. Magic Mark will not allow that. They will send people to shoot you. Do you understand me? That's what's up. When I said this to people in Ottawa in 2022, they said, you're spreading fear. You're spreading fear and division. I said, no, they are sending the public order unit, which is the riot cops, to beat the fucking shit out of you. And if you resist, if you fight them, they will shoot you. No, they won't. Okie dokie. And they went around giving them flowers and stuff. I know the girls felt good doing it, but there were fucking men, allegedly men, who I knew, who I don't have any respect for at all. I'm going to give them flowers and I'm going to... Are you fucking retarded? What are you... Do you live in... What are you, fucking Peter Pan? Do you live in a Disney movie? Or are you going to... You're going to give an RCMP officer a rose and he's going to fucking... He's going to stand there and hold it? Is he? Oh, what have I done? You guys, the money, stuff, and things that I value so much, and the pension, and the paid for my pool, it's all, even in this frigid wasteland of February in Canada, my ice-cold heart that values material things is melting, and all of a sudden I feel kinship for my Canadian. I can't do it! Put your weapons down, boys. We're joining the protesters. Yeah, you live in a Disney movie if you think that's what was going to happen. No, they were, I guarantee you, you saw the WhatsApp messages. I mean, I released those. I took the risk and I took the brunt and I took the fucking punishment for releasing those. Ezra Levant didn't fucking do that. No, they all felt fine because I was the one that paid for it. They're not the cutting edge of jack shit. We are. I guarantee you there were other conversations. I fucking promise you there were people in those formations hoping they'd get to shoot somebody. I promise you. I've worked with people like this. I know what I'm talking about. I know what's in there. And I'm telling you right now, when the day comes, there will be officers and soldiers and people in you. All they're moron. They just want to go bang. But they say pew pew when they talk about guns. Look at my pew pew. They say that. They say that and mean it as adults, allegedly. They are clowns. They're everywhere, and they will look for and relish and celebrate the opportunity to shoot you or your father or your son or your mother or your daughter or your neighbor or your dog. They love to shoot dogs. They'll fucking love it. They're looking forward to it. I promise you. I know better than anybody. Oh, the RCMP wouldn't do that. Yeah, you know, they have a public face, talky, all the right things. And then they've got WhatsApp face, their real face. Horsey stomping, boot trampling, best time of my life, can't wait to fuck people up face. Remember that? Yeah, those people want to give, they want 100,000, 200,000 more of those guys with guns so they can shoot you if you get uppity later. That's the reason. That's the point. That's what all of this is for. That's what they're doing. So you want to stay in the military? You want to join the military? Well, have fun. We're going to be on the wrong side of each other. Get a good look. What the fuck? I would slap this kid. What the fuck is going on with your beret? What is that supposed to be? Guys, what is this? This is BMQ. You can't get away with that as a fucking officer. I don't care if you're a mate. I don't care if you're the fucking adjutant at CSOR. What the fuck are you doing? What do you think, you're a U.S. Army Ranger now? Like, oh, you just fucking wear costumes and make a mockery of it. Okay, cool. Good for you. I mean, you've been in the military 6 minutes. You might as well just take liberties with fucking your uniform and do whatever you want. This is a fucking recruit school. Graduating basic training, he's already fucking oh, my God. That person looks like they're about 4 feet tall. Amazing. Couple Indians in there. There's a couple. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, yeah, it's looking good. Couple Chinese guys. This is who's going to be pointing guns at you and your family very soon. Okay? Just get a look at that. He can't wait. He's looking forward to it. Doesn't care. Doesn't matter who it is. Just give me a reason. Give me a meaning and a purpose. And for them, it's to be a good soldier in Magic Mark's army. I wish he was Magic Mike. What a fucking mess. And hey, Canadian government's getting community noted, too. We are not creating new authorities for police and CSIS. We're just keeping people safe. Well, community noted, actually. Bill C-22's state surveillance powers are so extreme that companies focused on privacy and cybersecurity are warning they may leave Canada rather than comply. Signal says it can pull services. Your VPNs you guys are so obsessed with are raising a lot. They will be leaving also. Laws drive secure communication services out of the country. Canadians should be asking serious questions about privacy, security, and government overreach. Asking questions to who? Nobody cares. Who are they supposed to ask? Mark Carney? Gari Anasangari? Who? I don't know if you noticed this, but they don't answer questions. In fact, I can't think of a single example in the 7 years I've been doing this, eight, I don't know, I'm losing track now, coming on a decade of me doing this, I can't think of a single time anyone in the government has ever answered a question of any significance at all. Not one time. Not since the days of Stephen fucking Harper. And I'm not saying he answered questions. I mean, since then, they didn't answer questions then. They're not going to start anytime soon. So your solution is they should ask. This is just, why don't you just say people need to stand up and wake up? The people entrusted with leading the country and supposedly protecting us from these fucking maniacs, they have less solutions and less to say and less ideas than I do. They have no idea what to do except complain about it and say, somebody should do something. That's it. Except they're all making millions of dollars to do it. I don't think anybody should be asking questions. Question asking time went away a long time ago. I don't, because when you're asking questions, it's to get answers. What answers do you need? There is no more answers. What answers do you need? Is Ottawa against you? Are they plotting against you? Yes. Do they care about you? No. Do they work for you? No. Are they traitors? Yes. Are they going to change anytime soon? No. Are they corrupt? Yes. Are they evil? Yes. Are they on Team Epstein? Yes. What questions do you need to ask? When you ask questions because you want answers. What answers do you need that I didn't just cover? Because those answers should cover all of it. Because those answers mean that you can't work with these people. You can't reason with these people. You can't protest. You can't debate. You can't do anything. What are you going to voot herder? Corrupt, corrupt, corrupt. Epstein. Lying, manipulating, stealing. There's no more questions left to ask. Why are you asking questions? No more questions. If there's any questions left to ask, it's you need to ask questions of yourselves. How far are you willing to go? How much are you willing to put up with? What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? Are you willing to take your own side? Are you willing to accept the grim reality of this situation that we are on our own and nobody is coming to help us? Not the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, not Pierre Polyev, not Rebel News, not fucking anybody is going to do a goddamn thing except grift and say, well, somebody should do something. Give me money now. That's all that's going to happen out there. Which means we're on our own, which means we have to organize amongst ourselves. You need to find your friends or find some friends. They're out there. And you need to start organizing, networking, and preparing to live in a world in the future, starting right now, that hates you. A government that hates you, that is against you, that is plotting against you, that is targeting you, and will come after you and your children and everything that you care about to enslave you. And if you don't want to be enslaved, well, we're going to have 300,000 armed Indians real soon, aren't we? That's what's up. The only questions left are you going to be an extremist or are you going to be a goy slave, a libtard or a chud jack? Which one are you going to be? Or the third option? That's the only relevant question left is if you have any self-respect. No answers are going to come. No relief is going to come. No solutions are going to come. Nothing is going to come from anywhere above where we are. No office, no institution, no media, no military, no police. Forget about it. Those days are long gone. That cope's long gone. I talked about that. I told you. I cried a little cry on the drive home back to the old goat farm after hearing these people say, oh, don't worry, the army will step in. They won't put up with this. I knew better than that. And I thought, how heartbreaking is that they still think we have the Canadian army, the lie, the one that we grew up with and thinking that those guys are still going to be around to protect us. They don't exist anymore. Those guys were the ones in the street getting their heads kicked in by the fucking police. The only chance any of us have is to work together from every part of this country. Everybody who can stand on their own feet and open their own eyes and carry their share. So that the people next to them don't have to. If you can pull your amount, whatever you're able to pull, whatever you're able to carry, that allows the people around you. They don't have to carry yours. They can just focus on theirs. We all have to work together. We all have to take our own side against all of them. We have to walk away from this fucking game, this bullshit political circus that is just meant to keep you on the reservation, which is really a giant prison. Send your money to Pierre Polyev. Send it to Max Bernier. Send it to politicians who are well-insulated, well-protected, who are never going to risk anything and are not going to be anywhere near this fucking place when shit goes sideways. People are losing loved ones left, right, and center around this country. Where are they? They're not here. They're never going to be here. Who is here? Who's still here? Who didn't run away to a foreign country to go live it up in the sun, drinking pina coladas all the day? Who didn't do that? Who's trying to organize anything? Who's putting anything together? Who's the fucking home team around here? It's in the mirror. That's how it's always been. That's how it's always going to be. No fucking politician got the guys together and got some gumption and led the charge to fucking Vimy Ridge. That was done by regular blue-collar boys from the prairies, from PEI, from New Brunswick, from Quebec, and from British fucking Columbia, from Ontario, and from Newfoundland. That's who fucking got that done. Regular boys, regular guys, regular dads, and regular sons did that. Regular guys, regular sons, girls, mothers, everybody rebuilt the entire fucking city of Halifax when it was destroyed in the biggest explosion the world had ever fucking seen until the atomic bomb. Politicians didn't do that. Bankers and lawyers didn't do that. Who took care of the orphan children? Who took care of all the blind people? They didn't do shit. We've always had to take care of ourselves. What's changed is we lied and we let ourselves believe that that was no longer the case. And then we could trust this big, giant, corrupt manifestation of idiocy to do all the things that we used to do, that we used to take pride in doing, that we used to identify with, that we used to find purpose and meaning in doing. We did it because we loved it, because we loved each other, because we had to fucking do it. So we can either go back to doing that, or we can sit here in this mess that these liars and thieves have created and die like slaves, whining about it, hoping some superior men and some other better people would come along and save us, when the whole time they were the people in the mirror. It's up to you. It's up to all of us. I'm going one way or the other. I don't care. Lead me, follow me, or get the fuck out of my way. I'm done. Cease is out in force. Hey, by the way, guys, you guys got a leak in your ship. You know that, right? You having fun? You having fun doxing people? You think it's funny? You think it's fun? You know what's really funny? Is that some of your friends are actually my friends. I know it's really risky on their part. I guess you didn't just do a good enough job of your ideological screening process. Wasn't quite good enough. Didn't catch them all. Never really got good at Pokemon, did you? Careful out there. Never know where you're going to find on the internet next. You guys live... You guys got addresses too, don't you? Good luck. Good luck to you. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. That's it. I'm packing it in. How much longer we got before the fucking laws come in, but we'll do what we can until then. Every obstacle and every problem is just another opportunity, I guess. It wouldn't be a fight if there was no resistance. You know, what does Teddy say? It's only a fight
if there's resistance. If it was easy, it would be a trap.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for your support, as always. FYMM.ca at the bottom. If you want to help us out, we appreciate it. Sticks and stones may break bones, but you'll never stop Philip. Daggle on Proverbs 6:16. Six Emperor Tyrannus, Pro Patria! See you in court. See you on the beach. Take it away, Phil. You want me to narrate this? It's a beautiful sight. We wanted the ocean hole, but why stop there? Because it is just a hole. And even the biggest holes, well, they will get filled sooner or later. And there's a lot of them. Billions of them. No ocean hole could fit them all. And that's why we had to take it one step further. Ocean hole? No. The ocean hole. With a W. The whole of the ocean. The vastness of the ocean. The depths of the ocean. We'll let the wash it all away. We're gonna dump them all. Dump them all in the ocean, Phil.
Yeah, just use the back the truck up. Yeah, just use your dump truck. Yeah, keep going. Right to the end of the pier. No, don't worry. The current will take them out. Just dump it and move on. Move on. Okay, truck number 7, truck number 8, stand by. Let's go, 6. Truck 6, let's go. Finish the dumping. Phil, we don't have time for this. Because the song's only 4 minutes. We can't have... It's going to take hours. I don't...
Come here. What are you doing? What do you mean? It is amusing. Yes, I understand the screaming and the flailing and the clawing and the trying to hang on and everything. The slow motion dumping is not going to get it done. All right? I'll make you a deal. You can do the last 2 as slow as you want, but I need to get out of here. I've got things I want to do, so let's make with the dumping of the... They're not... Most of them are still alive. Just make with the dumping, okay? Do we have a deal?
All right, we're gonna continue. Let's go. Keep it coming. Don't worry. No, the Halifax Harbor is still very polluted. They're going to get chewed up fast. Nothing's going to live very long in there. Just let's go. Get it in there.
They say... Life itself may have started in the ocean, so it's only fitting that so much should be returned to it. But why is the music so loud? It's so you don't hear the screaming. It's drowning it out. You see? Otherwise, it's just that. You don't want to listen to that. And it's, you know, the jingle noises. So we're gonna continue the dumping. I'm out of here.
Everything seems to be out of control. I'll be back tomorrow. I assume the water will take care of this.
It looks beautiful.
You know what? I did see that. I did see what they did. They used the ocean. They just dumped them all in there. To be honest, that's what I should have done with the Gulf of America. But I can't do that. I can't dump America's trash into the Gulf of America, because then it would be Gulf of Trash, America's Trash. So we're going to rename it the Gulf of Mexico. And, well, I think you can figure out what's going to happen there. I think it's very obvious to a lot of people are saying, wow, we always know. We know where this is going. We know where it's going to go. And quite frankly, it's great. We're going to make America great again by dumping a lot of garbage into the Gulf of Mexico. And then when it's all gone and it's cleaned up, it's going to be, well, we're not going to talk about it ever again. It's just going to be all over. It's going to be great. It's going to be all better. I'm going to stay present. They're going to forget all about Epstein. It's going to be so great. It's going to be so good. Thank God. It's going to be great.